Blog Talk Radio.
Static selector.
MySpace, cops rearrange your face and leave you on the ground from those hits.
Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Ken Griffey Jr.'s got that juice like mimosas. Hit Sugar Shane, Ray Robinson, Sugar Ray Leonard, Dylan Payne, yeah, when they drop
yo,
in the
iPhone spell correction flips my words. Now I'm winging it like Pegasus and 12-piece birds. Full on focus, spit like Beach Street, dumbfounded, got you thinking that this is a RZA beat. Recognize it's DP, broaden your perception. Heavy pushers don't even know that it's a recession. Meanwhile, everybody second guessing their profession. Still down for that percussion, no jam session. Grab the mic at your discretion, test if you can spit. Epic fail, end up ultra mile, lickety split. Shit's about to get major, bypass D-League. Ready for the pro, somebody has gotta see me. Baptize beats when I elevate, skeet, skeet. Posterize tracks on ESPN TV. Blindside your ass like Sandra Bullock and Stevie. Wonder why Rihanna's got a shiner on TV. Hit like a bullet with a spiral. Tripping up in Compton or pissing off DJ Iroh. Hit, disgrace your moms to your face. Now you're about to catch a case, cause you set him in his place from those hits. Now your home is the county. Look the wrong way and catch a shaft like it's Roundtree. Hit, Ron Artest and the Piston. MMA, WBA, and the 80s greatest. Hit.
Here we go on and on.
Yeah. you what we gon' do. We gon' give you
one of my favorite MCs. He's got an EP dropping in the next couple weeks. Freddy Gibbs, what's going on, Gangsta Gibbs?
Let's get right into it. My name is Static Collective, alongside my man DJ Burn One and Josh the Goon, and we bring to you Straight Killer No Filler. Live and direct from Gary, Indiana.
Straight Killer.
Give it up for Freddy Gibbs.
Yeah, this for my niggas, strictly for all my niggas. Yeah, this for my niggas, strictly. Yeah, this for my niggas, strictly for all my niggas. Start your engine, put the fuel on and mop the mugs with the switches. This ain't for police and prosecutors or politicians. It's for those that push to put themselves in the proper position. This ain't for the niggas who take the stand and work for the feds. Hope you leave your house today and catch all the points in your head. For real, Skrilla, my nigga, hit menace and Charlie Mack. First ones to show you that these gangsters from Diaco.
Here
we live, that's why the people investigate. Loco in the head, think I need to speak to the head of state. Then Mr. Obama, my neighborhood filled with drama. Tell them agents and them punk ass patrolmen put on their armor, cause we banging them. Dollars for dope, we still exchanging them. The mail, I lead a slave with the broken noose. I can't hang with them house niggas of hip hop. Fuck the shucking and jiving. This that man was murder on motherfuckers. Must I remind them, gangsta kids.
Static
Collector. Bitch, motherfucker. Nah, I'm slamming. Straight slam. Yeah, baby. I'm done, bitch.
Hold got me fucked up.
Yeah. Bitch, yes, I'm a pimp. I ain't no ladies, man. Yeah. Bitch, yes, I'm a pimp. I ain't no ladies.
Yeah.
Bitch, yes, I'm a pimp, I ain't no ladies, man. Heard that he gave you the world, wouldn't get you shit, even if I gave a damn.
Bumpin'
shit for free in my 83 as I'm slangin' D. I make a bitch take a trip to push the shit from point A to B. Pay with me, get your head bust if you wanna. Done invaded niggas' homes, Georgia to California, MIA to NY. Straight killin', no feelin', straight out of GI. Bitch, you diss me, I bet I sent some bullets with my reply. Rap out and die, cause this industry know that the flow is fatal. When I'm making these magazine covers without no record label. Ask my nigga Rock, everything we eat is straight off the street. A fucking savage beast, I can't let them leave this beat off the street. Go right back to the store, get my digits. If I hold my plug, ain't changing the prices, I just might stick him up. Hit him up with the dog to his dome if he gets it fine. Bitch, a sample of the dope you can try before you buy straight cheese.
Yo, what's up? Yo, man, give me some of that old gangsta ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. What I'm talking about? I like that old gangster shit. Cause you know it's a lot of niggas out there woofing all that bullshit. Talking about they got this and got that. Talking loud to motherfucker but ain't saying shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nigga, I see your lips quivering, but you ain't saying a motherfucking thing. But my niggas, I got my niggas in the motherfucking house. And they gonna tell you what's really going on. Got my motherfucking nigga off the X. Definitely in this motherfucker. I got my nigga Daz in this motherfucker. Ready to kick some real shit. You know what I'm saying? And that little shit you hear in the background, that's my homegirl Rage. So I'll be able to kick this shit.
7 execution style murders. I have no remorse cause I'm the fucking murderer. Haven't you ever heard of a killer? I drop bombs like Hiroshima. So now I walk around strapped. One time bust they caps and watch nigga collapse. Now, adapt to this, but you need no adapter. This is just the first chapter in a book from a crook. You get caught slipping, your ass got to die, nigga. Tell me what the fuck you figure. Trigger, happy RBX to cap ya. Pump, pump, and I can't wait to bust all crown. Pump, pump, my hollow point smacks the clown. Cause what I said split his head. And now they got me running from the feds. But I refuse to go alive. It's kill or be killed. That's how real niggas survive. I'm high power.
Yeah. It's damn that mass murder, motherfucker. So what, you feel like you wanna get caught up? Fool, you better recognize. Death row came to chest time. So if you cross the rope, remember the first name is Death.
no love for the other side.
Yo, yo, what up, what up? This is Die 4 Radio, the holiday edition. I'm sitting here kicking some music for all you drunk and high and full and whatever motherfuckers just want to hear some good music. I got a caller on the line. You know what I mean? My boy Josh, what's up with you pimping?
Yo, what's good, man? Finally being able to call in. I've been peeping the show. You've been sending me messages and all that, man. I've been listening to it, man. I like what y'all doing, man. Definitely.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, we definitely get it in. Like, you know, tonight was kind of a, you know, my Die 4 Radio usually airs Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8:30 to 10:30, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't book anything for today because, obviously, the holiday. But, you know, I was kind of thinking about it last night. And today I was like, man, I might as well still bump some music. You know what I mean? Like, fuck it. Because people around this time, you know, are either full or whatever, and they just want to hear some good hip-hop. So I'm like, good. But I appreciate you calling in, man. What's good with you? How was your holiday?
Man, my holiday is good, man. You know, eating. It's been cooking all day. It is what it is, man, definitely. Just enjoying this holiday. Listen, I'm listening to the holiday mix. I like what y'all playing, definitely. I got my little playlist on my own computer, too, I'm listening to. So it's all good, man. Definitely.
That's what's up. Well, we definitely going to kick some good music, man. And also, if you have a chance on Tuesday at 8:30, now you're in where? You're in Philly, right? Or am I going to... What state are you in?
Pennsylvania, man.
Pennsylvania. So, you know, you're a little ahead, but so that's, I guess, you're 3 hours ahead, correct? East Coast time?
Yeah, that is right. That's why every time, man, like I watch the show and or listen to the show, and then, like, when I'm trying to call in, sometimes, like, I can't. Sleepy.
I'm always getting off work late. Well, you can always catch the replay,
you know,
too, like, you can always catch the replay. The links that I post up for the live mix, you know what I'm saying? If you click that same link, it will take you to the archives and you can hear the show. What I was going to say is on Tuesday, man, we got a great show. We got Razzcaz the Alcoholics and CL Smooth on Tuesday.
Okay, definitely, man. That sounds good, man. And
definitely.
You know, if y'all listening out there, I just want to give a shout out to, you know, the Rap Basement, my new group. I don't know how many of y'all were in, what was the last group called? Rap Group Discussions, man. That group kind of fell off a little bit, man. But,
Discussions 101.
Man, how you feel? Yep, that is correct. How you feel about what I was pushing, man? How you feel about this rap group?
Man,
how it's going to be, man?
Yeah, I like how also, too, with this new one, you're taking your time to really orchestrate something. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just throwing something together because we had good debates. We had all sorts of good – there was a lot of good things going for the Rap Discussion 101. But, people get busy, so it does kind of fall off. But you're taking your time with this one to where it's like, okay, cool. You know, I mean – You're trying to go in focused on a particular thing, and anytime you know, what do they say? If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Also, the bad thing about the last group, man, there was just so much going on, and so many people. I was trying to like get in, and then too many people were trying to do this, and then people in the group were just like going crazy. I'm like, man, I just had to shut that group down, man. That group's to the birds. Like Mad said, because he was the admin over there with me. And he's like, this group's to the birds. I'm like, yep, man, I can't do nothing about it. There's like 1,000 people in there. I can't shut it down now. So I'm like, man, they can have that group. So, but right now, man, I'm just trying to push this nice and slow. People in their post, you know, every now and then. I'm just trying to get the right people in it. Some people will leave, man. The thing about the group, man, it's hard to do this just over the computer, man, because, like, you got to make it look like this ain't a spam. You know what I mean? So, like, but, you know, the good thing to have you guys, you, Matt, and Binky Matt, you know, behind me on this, you know, that's what's up, man. So it starts off. I'd rather start off with three and then trying to get 50 and only one join, you know what I mean, or one get behind it. So I'm better off starting with small and then watch. It's going to... I'm hoping, man, I'm really, really hoping, you know, what I'm trying to do in life right now, my career and stuff, I can just all blend it into what I can do with this group and just make it bigger than what it is on Facebook.
Absolutely. And the thing is if you do take your time like that and get the right people to follow it, then it does go somewhere big because it has somewhat of a substance to it. You know what I mean? It's not just your average group because there's a million fucking groups on Facebook, and unfortunately that's a double-edged sword era that we live in. You know what I mean? And we just talked about this last night. You know, that Lord Jamal song that, you know, and all that, he's not even just talking about those subjects. I mean, he's, you know, even to a deeper sense of what he's saying is talking about this digital age where you can promote yourself, have a studio yourself in your house, you know what I mean, and do everything yourself. You kind of take away. And actually, Brother Jay was saying something about that on my last show from X-Clan. He was like, look, it's crazy because now that people can make beats and do all, you know, master their albums with wages bundles and stuff like that in their house, they also don't want to go pay for that sample anymore. You know, and the good samples that used to make really good music, they used to have to pay for. You know what I'm saying? And when you can say, hey, why am I going to pay? He was like, why am I going to pay for something when I could be on Fruity Loops right now that I downloaded for free? You know what I'm saying? And I could make a beat that's like a trap beat and it sounds dope. You know what I mean? And it sells. So,
My view on that, man, people who use, like, Fruity Loops, I mean, I feel that's a good learning curve. But, man, I don't know. There's just something about, like, you know, it got to be mastered for me. You know what I mean? Like, it got to be, like, a royal beat. I don't know how to describe it, man, but there's too much half-done beats and stuff, man, and all these leases for, like, $15 and $20. I'm like, wait, man, I thought a lease on that beat was, like, used to be, like, $1,000, right? Isn't that what it used to be?
Yeah, like, but you know what? At the same time, though, with the saturated game how it is, the one thing I don't do is I can't knock somebody's hustle. If that's the way they're making money and they trying to make music, you know, and instead of, you know, gangbanging or whatever, then I'm good with that. You know what I mean? But at the same time, man, you can't just throw that shit together like you're saying. You can't just throw fucking music together and expect that shit to be good, man. Like, and there's a lot of horrible, horrible fucking music out there. I mean, for real.
It's crazy, man. It's getting... I wouldn't so say it's getting worse by the day. It's just getting a little bit overpopulated for people, like, you know, from what I'm trying to do, because I'm also trying to mess with the DJ shit also. It just makes it hard for me. You know, I'm sitting here trying to take my time, learn this stuff, trying to get, you know, where I'm staying right now, I'm trying to move, you know. I'm trying to get myself situated so when I can, like, just sit down and just mess with this stuff all day and, like, try to get better at it and all this, man, and then other people on the side, they can just go tap, tap, click, click, doop, doop, and, like, make money. I'm like, how y'all do that? And I'm sitting there taking my time, man. It's just not fair to people like me, man. Or people like us, man, is trying to do the honest way, man. It ain't working.
Well, practice makes perfect, my dude. Practice makes perfect. So I'm going to check this out, man. Man, thanks for rocking with me, man. Look, you can listen on the phone. You can stay on the phone and listen to music, and I'll come back to you. We can, you know, interject on some music or whatever. You can also click on a link in your computer and hear it. You know what I'm saying? We got some other people calling, too. So it actually turned into a thing. Actually, I'm going to go to this call real quick. I'm going to go to the 720. We got someone from Colorado in the house. What's happening? You on Dark Radio with Dar Lansky.
So you should play a song. Nigga, what's up, man? We'll send you to a message.
Who's this? The gangster, the same
folks, this your folks, Chill G, folks. What's up, folks? I'm up in here, folks. What up, folks?
Ooh, boy. What's cracking with you,
nigga,
all
happy Thanksgiving, my nigga. What's up, G?
Man, I'm chilling here with my boy Josh. You know what I mean? We got a holiday mix on Doppel Radio. You know what I mean? This is my homie Omar.
Shit, you know,
this is Reed, my brother from another.
That's what we do around here.
Hell yeah. So
what's going on,
what's up, baby? You okay? Yeah, man. You know me. I'm rocking, my dude.
I know, that's right.
You know.
I was just with Ben, man. He was like, what's up? Did you call in yet? I was like, no. And I was like, oh, nigga, I can call in tonight, though. But make sure you call in, folks. Folks, I'm going to call in, folks. What's up, though? So you on the radio station. I can dig it.
Yeah, man. You know, usually I got some special guests on here. You know, I rock Tuesdays and Thursdays, but they be in the holiday. You know what I'm saying? I didn't book no one, but I was like, man, I still want to tell the homie Josh. I was like, man, I still want to rock. You know what I mean? I still want to play some music for these people and, you know what I mean, get it going. And what's the weather like out there, man? You fucking chilling or you know what I'm saying? What's cracking in Denver?
You know, this weird-ass weather out here, man. This motherfucking, shit, what was I finna say? It was cold as shit past 2 days, right? Then it was like an 80 degree day yesterday and like a 70 degree day today.
Man.
Shit is crazy. Come on, man. Can you think of, hey, they're not hearing me, right? Nobody can hear me.
Yeah, look, people, motherfuckers, you know, we live on the radio, my dude.
Oh, shit,
you live.
Can hear me? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you live, my dude. This is Dolphin Radio.
Yeah.
This is the real shit, you know what I mean?
No, that's right. That's what's best real than the battlefield. But I'm glad you're doing your thing out there, man. How's the music coming along?
Oh, man, it's going beautiful. The music thing has been great. This radio is just kind of the tip of the iceberg type of shit. You know what I mean? 2014, the Dot 4 got a lot of shit coming, including, you know, all sorts of crazy features. I already produced the album this year for Binky Mac, who's from a group called Yeah, that's West Side Connection right there. But I'm going to do, once I crack this radio like I did right now, I got a lot of shit coming for 2014, and it's about to go down. I'm about to be out there doing shows, so you got to stay your ass out of trouble so you can make sure and catch the show, you know what I mean, and go ahead and hop backstage with me, and go ahead and hop on stage with me for the show in Denver, because, you know, I gotta hold down my Denver peeps, man, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? We out here, 720 repping, you know what I'm saying, all day, baby, all day. Where you at? Hey, is the show in Florida or in Cali?
I'm in Cali, man. I'm back home.
Awesome to say, you back in the land.
I was in Florida for like 3 years, man, but I'm back wrecking it, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here back home. This is where I'm gonna stay. I got my hustle going now out here to where it's, you know, but I'm gonna get it in, man. This is, you know what I'm saying? This is just, like I said, tip of the iceberg for what's about to happen. But I love having the platform. I love having everything here to really hit these motherfuckers upside their head, and especially with the special guests we be having, because I think kind of the miscommunication with hip-hop nowadays is, honestly, motherfuckers doing the history on it, and I have motherfuckers that are pioneers, you know what I'm saying, like EPMD and Helter Skelter and Brother J from X-Clan and Richie Rich, you know what I'm saying, Yuck Mouth, Cocaine, Big Hutch, AZ, you know what I mean? These dudes that really put it down, and these motherfuckers, you know, hopefully are going to start researching that shit and be like, yo, this dude's really telling the truth. Like, and these dudes, I need to know what their music are. And then when they start to make music now, you know what I'm saying, they try to make it a little bit better. They try to be like, yo, these dudes back in the day, that music sounded crazy. Let's try to do something like that, you know?
Like that, yeah. That's what we should be trying to – that's what we should be trying to represent and pioneer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you said niggas can hear me on the air, so, you know, everybody got their comments. No offense, Killer Kelly, you know, Mac Dre, rest in peace and shit, you know, and all that. But what is going on with the skinny jeans fad, though, man? You know what I'm saying? I mean, what's going on with that out there, though? What happened? What happened? That's gangsta now?
No, that's not to the motherfuckers that I roll with,
but you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, Paul.
Hello?
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, like, I mean, it's a fashion of this new generation, I guess, to where they doing it like that, you know what I'm saying? But, man, you know, I stick
to it.
I feel you.
But it kills me because it goes back, like you said, to be the pioneers of hip-hop and whatnot. Like these cats is talking about this, that, and the third, and I don't know. Music fucks me up nowadays. It really, on the cool, it really does. You know what I'm saying? Music fucks me up nowadays. I'm like, what's going on, man? What y'all just like let your morals and who y'all were go out the window? Like, well, I don't know. It's just crazy to me.
Yep. No, I feel you. I mean, and that's some real shit too. And because it's not, you know, the way I feel about hip hop and everything, it's a way of life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's not just a genre of music you listen to, or this and that. And
thank
so
you.
I guess if you're feeling the passion like that, you would need to wear skinny jeans, and you're dope, and you a true one, you know what I'm saying? Then I guess that's one thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I know some punk bands. I know some punk bands that these motherfuckers dress crazy, and they're some down homies with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it seems like a lot of what you see with that kind of genre is a lot of that just kind of fakeness I can't really put the finger on the name, you know, of what to place it as, but man, you know, but shit, I still hold it down like I always had, man. It's like clockwork with me, you know what I mean?
I know that's right.
Hey,
I know that's right.
I'm gonna have you I'm gonna get into some music real quick. I'm gonna have you hold on the line for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna come back to you in just a second because I just got a request. We talking all this shit about skinny jeans and this and that. So I'm gonna put you on hold real quick and rock out with me, Omar. Cause definitely, man, we're gonna get some music. We got a lot of time. We fuck around and talk about some shit. I'm gonna bring up some topics. We starting to get some.
I'm here, baby. I'm here.
Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? We're gonna go. Actually, what I'm gonna take this to. Because, you know, now that we're talking all this shit in the substance, man, I got to go to this, you know, when people used to battle and people used to do their thing, you know what I'm saying? So we on Thoughtful Radio, we rocking out right now. I'm going to go to my man Cassidy face to face. One time for your mind, happy holidays, people. Let's do this.
Like me, then we should go at it and battle for the right fee. I know it's some things that seem unlikely, but it is some battles I would like to see.
The hustler.
Lost and fam, you already know that this a nigga don't go on the radio. Battle me face to face. Don't go on the internet talking all indirect. Battle me face to face. Instead of making diss songs, I'd rather make hit songs. Battle me face to face. You gotta earn your respect, man. Let's see who the best, man. Battle me face to face.
I don't like you, and you don't like me. Then we should go at it and battle for the right fee. I know it's some things that seem unlikely, but it is some battles I would like to see.
Me, I spit sick and ain't no remedy, nigga. So I'm a threat to the rest of these industry niggas. I could make you a memory, nigga. My tech line will blow your mind like John F. Kennedy, nigga. I'm a goon, not a finicky, nigga. I pull plenty of triggers. My gun blow like Yosemite, nigga. I never been a pretender be, nigga. Coming up when I was young, I was bucked like that Tennessee nigga. I ain't trying to make no enemies, nigga. But I figured you ain't the dude y'all claim to be. Y'all dudes lame to me. The game ain't the same to me, and it's plain to see. Who you think will win if Diddy battle Jermaine Dupri? Or Jazzy Faye and Manny Fresh win at it? Your man Will I Am and Wyclef Clef win at it? Just imagine if the Ghost and the Chef win at it. Or Red Man and your man Meth win at it. Dramatic. Man, I'll pay to see that show. Another good battle will be Rick Ross and Fat Joe. I wanna see Foxy battle Lil' Kim again. Drake battle Kanye and Wayne battle Eminem. I wanna see Dr. Dre battle Timbaland. Eclipse vs. Chris and E. Pharrell vs. Swiss Beats. I wanna see Beans and Kiss catch records again. And see Jay-Z battle Nas or DMX again. Like wrestling, rappers talk dumb greasy. I wanna see Gucci go at it with Young Jeezy. Tip and Ludacris should go next. Game should battle Styles P and Common should battle Mos Def. You know what else to be dumb hot?
What?
Juice Man vs. Plies and Young Dro vs. Young Jock. I wish we could see Trina battle EVE, but my beat vs. MOP, what I need to see. Twist and Crazy Bone battle would be fucking fast. What if Capone and Nori battle Corrupt and Daz? Lil Flip and Slim Thug would be a nice move, but I'd rather see Ice-T and Ice Cube. Cam and Mace would go at it like straight savages. Another good battle would be Jewels and Fabulous. But the next one gotta be the best one. The next one should be Rakim and KRS-One. That'd be wonderful. I wonder who will win that. I know my fans wondering where the fuck I done been at. Look, I took a rest but came back like I never left. We all gon' perish. You gotta cherish every breath. That's why I wish Big and Tupac never left. I'm not kidding, man. The game would be a lot different. But I'm in love with hip-hop. I can't stop spitting. Stop shitting on other cats with the rest that I've written. Take a stand, man, stop tripping. If you can't take the heat, then get your ass out the hot kitchen. Cat's not slipping, you already know. But you sound weak like an alarm clock radio. Every flow, I'm like Marset, ready, go. I run all over tracks, you cats not ready, though. I stay on my job like I was from Mexico. No, I'm not Mexican, but I'm a rare specimen. I'm better than the best of them, better than all the rest of them. But if you think you better, bide mine, come test me then. You already know that this a nigga don't go on the radio. Battle me face to face. Don't go on the internet talking all indirect. Battle me face to face. Instead of making diss songs, I'd rather make hit songs. Battle me face to face. You gotta earn your respect, man. Let's see who the best, man. Battle me face to face. Lost in the family. Crossover. Bing. Billy.
Hey man, hey, it's crazy because, I mean, he brings up a lot of good points. You think about some of them battles that he said, man, that should make you excited almost, you know what I mean? Like,
woo. I'm telling you. Nigga said, I want to see Ice-T and Ice Cube. I said, man, come on with it.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the same time, though, TP folks, at the same time, niggas are getting killed over battle rapping nowadays, too.
Yeah, so if you say the wrong thing, man, now you...
Go ahead, Josh. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, yeah, man. If you say the wrong thing nowadays, man, you're going to get popped inside your head, man. It's crazy. I see fights break out over battle rap. I'm like, where's the game at nowadays, man?
Yeah.
Where's it heading to?
Yeah. And it's crazy because... I remember, I'm only 28, but I came up right in the cusp of when gangbanging, I don't know how to say, when it was kind of going out. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when rap started getting kind of, when hip-hop started getting kind of you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
When I was coming up, though, it was, like, still okay to battle rap when you could say this and that. I mean, of course, you have to be careful what you said. You can't say nothing no more nowadays. You can't. Everybody getting talked over this and that.
But you know what it comes down to, though? What it comes down to is the egos. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing was, is you used to be able to battle somebody and be like, yo, you a dope rapper. I mean, even these OGs that were straight gangbangers. Some of these OGs were straight gangbangers that still could go to a battle rap and be like, yo, homie, you're tight. You know what I mean? And didn't go to a gangbang and shit. Now, some shit might have fucking happened in the parking lot because motherfuckers is drinking and, you know, the hoes around and shit like that. You know what I mean?
True.
But it didn't happen like that with, you know what I'm saying, with like, man, I'm like, fuck, man. Like, for real, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's the egos.
And this new kind of rapness. This gay rapping nowadays, man, it's crazy. Like,
right though. I'm like, you niggas can't nobody get to, you know what I'm saying? Rap battle rapping and woo-doo. They always want to turn into some bullshit, some bogus ass shit. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I still don't know because I should have done my research, but I didn't. I don't know why Nas and Jay had they beef, but on some real shit, Nas, if you listening, nigga, I fucks with you, G, one love. But that nigga kind of went in on Jay. He kind of did. And Jay, if you listen, nigga, I'm more of a West Coast man, but, you know, your Blueprint 3 was cold, nigga, and whatnot. And on to the next one is my, I bump it every day. But Nas kind of went in on that nigga Jay. I would have to shoot somebody over with Nas. I'm not going to lie, nigga. That was kind of rough.
Yeah.
But
personally, I always thought Nas was a dope rapper personally.
Show you right. I could bump more Nas than I could Jay. Honestly, like I said, Jay, if you listen, nigga, I respect who you are, your hustle, and your music. But I didn't really fuck with Jay until the Blueprint 3. I knew who he was. I heard Hard Knock Life and whatnot. But I didn't really like the nigga until I heard Blue. I'm like, Jay's cool. I'd rather listen to something else. But I heard the Blueprint 3, and I was like, okay, I see why niggas fuck with him so tough.
The thing is, too, is to me, like, I didn't listen to Jay after Reasonable Doubt. There's a couple cuts that I liked, you know what I'm saying? Like, Streets is Watching like that. But other than, you know what I'm saying, like, I was really on some other shit. Like, I don't know, man, but I always felt Nas. But I didn't listen to as much Nas after Illmatic as I did, like, I still listen to Illmatic, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right,
so,
right.
But Jay, I don't know, man.
After that Sauce Money album, I was kind of done after Jay, after, like, you know, about 2000-ish,
like,
around there.
Like, did you like the new one, though? Did you like the Magna Carta? You thought that was a cool album, or what?
It was all right. You know, I peeped it out a little bit. It ain't my taste.
Right. Like I said, I just, on the cool, man, no disrespect to whatever East Coast rappers listening right now, because you said I'm live, right? They can hear me?
Yeah, we're live on the air, my dude.
Yeah, no disrespect, nigga. Since I've grown and kind of gave up how I used to be and shit, I don't no disrespect to the East Coast rappers, but I just can't feel them as much. Now, Cassidy, you're my nigga. Nigga, I'll buy, I don't care if you drop the most horrible CD, my nigga, to listen, I'ma buy 10 copies
Cassidy,
of it, my nigga.
Yeah.
I fuck with Cass. Tough.
And you know what's crazy, too, is Cassidy never really had to change his style to do anything. He's made bread.
Never.
I mean, he's, you know, I don't know, you know, if he's a multimillionaire or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whatever set he's in as far as the financial thing, but I know he makes a good living off of rap, and he's always been the same rapper. He's never really changed. He's a punchline rapper, and you know, he's never really had. Look, can you say, hey, Cassidy's album is my shit? Nah, you'd be like, hey, you heard that new Cassidy cut? You know what I mean?
I promise
you,
yeah. I promise you.
Yeah,
I promise you, and that's the truth. Like I said, it's just, I fuck with a lot of my Southside niggas more and a lot of my West Coast niggas more. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga Fody, of course, nigga. Tell me when to go. I can't even name niggas right now.
I mess with a lot of people. I can't name a whole bunch, but man, you know, I mess with that West Coast stuff, man. That's
what I'm saying.
Hey, tell me about this. Hey, Josh, tell me about this track you just sent me.
Oh, that, man, that's from Houston, man. You know about Lil Kiki and Powerball,
shout out to folks,
yeah,
Kiki, nigga.
Yeah, shout out to Kiki, you
in.
Know, man. What's coming up December 4th is the homie R.I.P., Fat Pat, man. He was doing big things before he died, man. He was doing big things.
Definitely R.I.P. to Fat Pat.
I'm going
to
bump this. Can you feel the Lil Kiki die for radio? We in the house with my boy Josh. We got Omar in the house, my folk, my brother from another. You know what I'm saying?
All
let's
right,
do this.
I grew up just too rough, and I'll never forget the first time my brother got handcuffed. Hard-headed, no denying, and it hurt me so bad when mama started crying. And it just got worse in time, cause in the ghetto, fool, it ain't nothing but crime. Growing up in the midst of hard times, G, I seen real niggas get stranded in the straight-up fiend. And the more I grew, more niggas got subtracted from reality and still can't kick the habit. I hung deep in the slums where they slung rocks to come up. Cooler than Bunzy, cap backwards with my thumb up. Candy stick in my mouth, pants sagging. Strapped with slingshots with eight locs tagging. Shooting windows out my neighbor's home and laughed about it later on the phone. That's right.
And you're dripping
down.
Got to keep hustling, putting faith in God. Against all odds, I gotta survive. It's hard as hell to walk a straight line, but I put it in his hand, cause I know that the man watches over me to make sure it's Lord's plan. And I know that I'm wrong with doing the things I do. Not spend enough time with that number two, but to lay it on the line, I gotta put it down so my son can live rich before he turns 9. Staying down on my grind, putting the past behind. When haters and hoes, yeah, they all talk down. Yeah, it's money over bitches and that's M.O.B. Every paper chasing fat pet S.E.B. Yeah, release me to the world so that they can see how I capitalize on that game to be a G. Can you feel me now?
That's right.
Can you feel me now?
With the screw, I pushed and shoe for neighborhood dude, preached high dude, played in clues, politics and drew, information I do, and flew, being shot
but they never amazed me. I ain't sick, lame, or lazy, but stress got me crazy. Trials and tribulations, different situations, the chip on my shoulder make me realize I'm older. Got up, got with it, cause I had to get it. Some ships flipped, tipped, and multiplied my digits. It was real, one of the deal with nobody signed me. But now I got the whole wide world behind me, can you feel it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Can you feel me now?
I suggest if you quench, you retrace your steps and figure out how this whole thing became a mess. Well, the best place to start is maybe with a heart and a sentiment express. When you tore that shit apart, cause it's like a form of art, rolling dice in the park. When you see something nice right before it's turning dark, so you get out and park, then express yourself. Then you say something smart and correct yourself. And if that don't help, then you change it to questions. Then you hope that it switches up our facial expressions. Then you give her directions, then you tell her the best way to get up in your pockets. Ain't the bandwidth expressway. Now I had his gas light, X on the express page. Next thing you know, she's in a cab or express train, hollering questioning for the rest of the time. And a friend are checking you out like the express line. When you go next time, are people throwing you threats? Cause they see you got a couple dollars and you get fresh. It's made you go invest in a pistol invest. And you won't leave home without it like American Express. And what's next is a test that they surely will regret. Cause it's getting dropped off.
Top 4 radio in this motherfucking house. You know what I mean? Chilling with the homies. What's good with y'all? You know what I mean? Definitely checked out that little Kiki, Can You Feel? You know what I mean?
Oh,
then
yeah,
I had to
definitely
hit him with that. Then we had to hit him with that Express Yourself remix with Consequence to Live and Static Selecting. You know what I mean? The terminology. So, but
yeah,
you know. And then y'all see kind of how I love having this platform because I can pay whatever the fuck I want. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you. And I feel you. That's why I'm like, niggas can hear me and I can just act the fuck up. It's over. Shit.
I'm gonna have to have homie Omar come co-host with me. You know what I mean? Co-host the show with me.
Man, I'm trying. As soon as I can get off this thing, I'm on the way up there.
Yeah.
As soon as
and
I can, me and Ben was just
probably I'll probably get Cassius maybe to get in on the show, man. Have you co-host that with me with Cassius, you know what I mean?
Tell that nigga I said, loading my cannon, nigga. For real. Tell that nigga I said, loading my cannon, nigga. I just heard I forgot it existed, but I heard something by the nigga Cap One not too long ago called a...
Yeah.
You know what, I'm not going to say no bullshit on the radio, but it was hard, though. It was something for the guys, for his guys out there. It was hard, though. It was some real shit.
Hey, so I'm going to get y'all opinion on this track. I'm going to go to another track real quick. It's a short one. But we were talking about Jay-Z, and it kind of just sparked my interest on this one. There's a rapper from Bird Gang called N.O.E., you know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
And a lot of people say he resembles Jay-Z in the way he raps and everything, and I think he played that off to a part too, because on a mixtape he did with DJ Who Kid, he called it the name of the mixtape was The Notorious K.I.D. and it had a baby on the front like the Notorious B.I.G. Ready to Die.
Yeah,
that's what it covered time. Okay, but then he had the song called. But then he had the song called Reasonable Doubt. So I'm going to rock this real quick. This is N.O.E., Bird Gang, Reasonable Doubt. And honestly, because I'm a Reasonable Doubt fan, and this is the Dead President's beat, you know what I mean, in which I was a fan of Jay-Z when he did that. But I'm going to – hey, he said some shit in here that almost made me like this one a little bit better just because it's maybe new or something. But let's rock this out. Doubtful Radio. I'm rocking with the homies right here. We just chilling on a holiday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, Omar, the homie Grant, you know what I mean? Over there in Aurora with you, from back in the day. I don't know if you still see him or whatever, but he's listening to the show live right now as well. You remember, you know what I'm talking about?
Grant, and he used to kick with the homie Marcus and them?
Chad and Tyler and everybody?
I think that is him. I think that is my nigga, man.
So either way, you know what I mean? We doing it. But let's go into this music, and you know what I mean? I want y'all opinion on this, and especially...
Show.
And especially, you know, with that Jay-Z shit.
Yeah.
I came to be the best. And, trying to start a war? Listen, yo, ain't every day you get a shot at riches. Yesterday was just a stewing in a yearbook, bottom picture.
That's me.
Unfortunately for my mama, it was for a time. School awakened us, streets made us more refined. Listen, I'm not a gun lover, never that. I'm loving me, but the Glock made a better cat. I'm sick of lower class inbreeding. I want to mingle with some higher class money with my ends even. Never split, hate split ends. I used to focus on the get out, but now it's on the get ins. I've been exposed to so much in my 100 years. Say the right nigga's name and I'm drawing a tear. Like my man Shorty murdered for that unspoken shit that we do. Losing blood with his lungs open, with his thumbs broken. He used to say he wanted hell, now he's about to take the plunge with his gun smoking. It's the mind frame we own when we living foul. Just a pile of old balloons in the river now.
I miss
he was a fly brother. Daughter liked him, same will to get it done. Same hair, same eye color. But I was born alone, I can't do another wake. If anybody died tomorrow, man, they on their own. Hearing your mama scream, tossing dirt on my niggas' box when we were supposed to keep each other clean.
It's real, man.
Real. A lot of cats. It's real life. On around, you can understand this. Come for me. This is not rap music.
Bird Gang, man.
Fuckers is getting money off of every day, all day. This is gutter Bible shit right here, man. Come on, give it to him, come on. Yeah. Pandemonium when poverty. Motivation so to do things to break that monotony. The streets made a nigga ice water. So my reaction time is choosing him or me. Quite shorter. I caught dudes slipping. I seen smart men diminish and become your latest front page news clipping. I knew fast cats straight get the cash dudes. Streets heard him, now they want to man his fast food. Don't blame bad luck when skills lacking. Get your skill up and never let your will slack. Strike. Bad days come from bad thoughts. Ricochets. Control that and you can pay with the sticker say. A wood wheel awaits. In 20 minutes you can be on 95 with your weed and your dealer plate. I know you youngins want that glory quick. What you hearing on the radio ain't gory like the story gets. You ain't living all that gunfire fights and all the heavy drinking I done prior nights. We're in these city as my backdrop. Life's the A-train, I figure you ride to the last stop.
Get your life in any way that it counts. Woo! Stack your liquor in any way it amounts.
Come on.
I used to give the ones away when it was ball time. Not anymore, the streets change, I need all mine. I've been a product of a crummy home. Life's funny, right? Well, I wasn't born with no funny bones.
Right.
Wasn't born with a silver plate. Had to throw a little weight through all my adult years, give or take. Young and black, broad mind. Any murdered friend I ever had, still an unsolved crime. But that's the way the ball bounced in the hood. Being sore for getting a nigga pounced in the hood. This is N.O.D. Bird Gang. This is not him. This is me. Baltimore, Maryland. I'ma address that. Listen, come on, check it.
Gospel radio in the motherfucking house. So what y'all think? You think that's more of Biden Jay-Z, or that's a dude that has a voice that sounds like Jay-Z and he's live? I mean,
he you know what? He definitely sounds like Jay. Man? Jigga,
go ahead, Josh. Go ahead, Josh.
You sound like you, nigga. If you hear me, I know you got Blue Ivy. You know what I'm saying? But the nigga sound like you, my nigga. It's just like how when they had the one nigga that everybody was like, he sounds like Pac. He sounds like Pac. It's the same thing.
The realist.
Is that his name?
Yeah, the realist. Yeah. With Death Row that signed him after Pac died. Yeah, and then he was from the regime with Yuck Mouth, and then after that.
Yeah, I was like, who is this nigga that sounds just like Pac, though? Nigga, what is going on?
Because when they dropped the Chronic 2000...
It's like Ant-Man.
What's that, right?
Hitman?
I think
the song we just listened to. Who was that again?
The
dude we just listened to, N.O.E.
Oh, all right.
Which, shout out to Dipset. Jimmy, I'm waiting. Jimmy, I need you to come out with another album for me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Tell Chrissy, if you listen to the show, tell that nigga Jimmy to come out with an album for us. We're waiting for him.
All right, I got you. And I just got a text from my publicist, and I just seen him poke on the line real quick. And he was like, I was wondering if you were going to air it tonight. And I was like, yeah, I got to rock some music and this and that. He was like, man, you should have told me I would have some, you know, some special guests rock the holiday show. I was like, man, it's all good. I'm rocking with the homies. You know what I mean? I'm rocking with the homies.
Yeah,
you know, we chilling. So okay, question. Now, and I know this is kind of a touchy subject, but is it just me or is Kanye lost his motherfucking mind?
Kanye, look, man, you know what? If I get sniped tonight, you'll know why, just like M said.
Yeah.
I don't like Kanye. I said it there, nigga, I don't like the nigga. I haven't liked Kanye. He's got, you know what, he's got his ego song is cool because I can, it is him, but, like, he just, I don't even know what to say. I don't even go wrong. I don't know what the fuck to say about Ye, man. This nigga
said
he
was
rap
God? Did you hear this latest shit though? When he was arguing with Sway, he was arguing with Sway from Sway and Tech. Sway has been doing music since before motherfucking Kanye was even on that fucking scene. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was like, man, you kidding me? Like he was like yelling, like you don't know. Like and I was like, what do you mean he don't know, man? He did interviews with Pac, he did interviews with Big.
Stop,
what do you mean
man?
He don't know, motherfucker?
Kanye, stop, nigga. Stop, nigga, because I promise you, you're not on the south side of the side, nigga, screaming that shit. You're not even on the west side hollering that crazy shit. Nigga, you know what fucked me up about Kanye? I'm not going to lie. This nigga was talking all kind of cat shit one day. I'm watching, God damn, what's it called? Is it Punk? It was Punk. I'm watching Punk, and this nigga's like, yeah, da 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 you don't know me, da 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 da.
Yeah,
then the motherfucker got the nerve, man, to get in the band and be like, I've got to get to Paris. I said, what the, I was like, so you went from gangster to what, a Frenchman or some shit? And I'm like, oh, so you're supposed to be the hardest around, huh?
Cut the game, hardest around. But hey, but what do you think, Josh? Josh, you still rocking with us?
We might have lost one.
Oh, we might have lost, but I think I got some. I just got a VIP phone call. Let's see what this. I think this is some West Side Connection in the house.
Okay.
Is this my dude,
WSC,
Jacob Popperwell?
Jacob Popperwell, baby, what's up? Happy Thanksgiving,
what's up, man?
Everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, I'm sitting here with my homie Josh and my homie Omar, Jacob Popperwell. We got a lot of actually people listening live right now, too. Go ahead and tell these people who the fuck you is.
WSCG.
What's
up, Connect Gang? All from the eye, baby. What? Yep. The homies. I represent. I represent the homies. Binky Mac. I represent Binky Mac and Squeak Roo, aka what? The hottest motherfucking West Side Connect gang group. What? Yep. And I gotta give a big shout out to my boy. I gotta give a big shout out to my boy Dialansky because he's killing it.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
But Jacob Popperwell, fam, you know what I'm saying? I just like him to throw out his shit because he's a hustler, and he swings for the fences when he does shit, and he gets them Sean Kemp home runs, you know what I mean?
And
you know what I mean? And definitely wrecks it. And, no, I just kind of, honestly, this was, Jacob, this is kind of an impromptu show, man. I was like, man,
I seen it pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, and my publisher just texted me and was like, man, I'll make anything happen because I didn't want to hit up nobody and be like, yo, can you do an interview on Thanksgiving? I just kind of left it as was. And he just hit me up like, man, I would have had some motherfuckers on there. So it's all good, though. Like I said, we chilling. We having a good time.
Hey,
we having a good debate.
Whole Kanye West thing was crazy. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just
going to
ask you. I was going
to
ask you right now. So how you feel about that?
Well, I think ever since he got with Kim, am I right? Like, ever since he got I think ever since he got with him, he changed it up. Like, he ain't trying to be that. He was not being that Rockefeller dude that they signed, dude.
It goes beyond that. And not to interrupt you, I'm sorry, but when he dropped the College Dropout, right? Okay,
right.
I heard Chi-Town in his music. I heard Chicago.
I've heard
Kanye, you know, or whatever the fuck he wants to be right now, or whatever.
Yeezy, fuck out,
yeah,
man.
What is Confederate
Jesus
Church?
I don't like the name of that album, dude. Like, dude, you need to take that somewhere else. You know, like,
yeah,
there's a couple of tracks I think there's a couple of tracks that he has that I like, and one of them be that Mercy track, you know what I mean, that he spit.
The Mercy
on.
With him and 2 Chainz?
Yep.
Yeah, ever since that dropped, I said that shit was hard, awesome real shit. I didn't even know that was his. On the cool, I thought that was 2 Chainz' track.
Nope, that was Kanye West.
Yeah, they was like, nigga, on his shit. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm. He just featuring 2 Chainz on his stuff. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Oh, Daya, did I tell you? I just sent Eminem a booking for Eminem over to South Africa, baby. $1 million.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Oh, that's right.
10% of $1 million was set, 100 racks.
Jacob Popperwell got his hands in just about everything.
That's right. He's supposed to.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And the funny thing is,
what's up with the freeway tour?
Ain't nobody biting on that bookings for that, dude. I mean, that tour, the Rocktober tour that already went through, he was already on the, it was the Coast to Coast Live Interactive Music Festival tour thing, you know. So I was trying to get that thing popping. I can get anybody. I don't care what genre it is either. You know what I mean? I can make a phone call. I'll have Willie Nelson at your front door, Bubba.
I'm not asking.
What?
Right. That's what's up.
You know, so, no, like, it's crazy. Like, the whole Kanye West thing, and I seen that thing he was talking about, and I'm just like, I couldn't believe he did that. Like,
yeah.
Man. Sway, too. Sway has been around. Sway and Tech and DJ Revolution with the Wake Up Show was early, you know, early to mid-90s. Till
right.
2000 when they went off of that. That's 92.3 the beat, my dude. You know what
Thank
I mean?
You.
Like
92.3, not 100.3, mm-hmm. and then whatever it is now, man. But, hey, man, definitely. Hey, but look, I'm going to have y'all rock out with me a second. I just got a request via Twitter. You know what I'm saying? There's some Dyer Lansky fans, actually. I've never played Dyer Lansky.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Throw that shit off. Throw that record off.
Hey, put that Binky Mac song on, dog. What?
Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna hook up my homegirl right now that just requested this full measure. And then we're going to come back to these phone lines because there's a couple more people that popped up. So, Doubtful Radio, we got Omar Folk in the house. Josh Haynes in the house.
WSBG.
We got Jacob Papa Run the house. Yeah, let's do this. Full measure, Dyer Lansky, Breaking Bad. Let's do it.
I'm so gifted with raw written, spitting verbal cocaine, shit that you brought in, so authentic, tight lines that'll cause mad tragedies, I'm charged up, my new name's assault fucking battering.
Now let me tell you how it has to be. Barbecuing rappers as I'm chewing up this masterpiece. Say my fucking name on the record, that's just blasphemy. My gang take game, put your brains where your khakis be. And I'ma ask real casually, put the fucking cash in the bag or this mad cause a real bad cavity.
They roll up, now I'm gravity. Put them down gradually, cause they had the fucking audacity to rap that trash to me. The game is so gone, I be sleeping on niggas like nightcaps and long johns. But hold on, I'm quite different, spitting after me. Now you notice the mic different.
Differently, be quiet, listen, it's the guard MC. R.I.P. regardless who the hardest beat. My conscience speak, retreat from the all I see. In this R.A.P. shit is all I be. Super gangsta to keep the heat like Miami. Flow so tsunami, bad coke, Giuliani. Choking on that Gandhi, brain dead zombie.
Keep the Marcus Garvey.
I'm talking Bob Marley.
Gnarly.
Surfing on the 1-2s. Pivot on my son's old son. When we come through,
I shine like the sun do.
Dive on the click, we the shit so nasty.
Fans, please
give it up for Mr. Dyer Lansky.
Well, now, verbally nasty can cause the catastrophe. They seeing what I speak like I leak words actually. Actually speaking in a frame of mind to beat this rhyme above the line where oxygen declines and reach the mind. So catch your hope too, homie about to blow through. These rappers and they whole crew do what we supposed to. It's time for the whole crew, sicker than the bird flu. Catch us with an attitude, the game's changed, that shit's true. So these avenues I choose to move be kinda cool. Lyrically and sing, but just in case I be battle-proofed. Technically I'm rattle-proof, but on the mic at any booth. I take it to a compound, has me king just like every suit. Suited up beyond belief, I move the crowd, walk in their feet. Turn them into obsolete, they can't compete, that shit is weak. So hit them with some higher notes, not the treble battle quotes. They sweeter than some soda floats, I'm in this shit, that's no joke. So we bout to rise like mountains out the scary depths. The underground's been shining, no decline until there's nothing left. Every breath and every step, moving forward to progress. Die for, we battle test, speak the truth like you confess. Tainted by the jest, a full success to retain money. Still love for this game, so in exchange words rename money. Shit ain't funny, homie, I keep it on the real notion. Universally dabbing, yeah, still sitting here, Pacific Ocean. Been around the world, still got love for the hometown. Riverside, you still with me, I'm just left to break new ground. It goes to SCCCs, to the TFCs, Alessandro, the Mark, I got love, y'all family. But it's up to me, so I speak, so they hear our voice. I was blessed with gifting gab, so let's go, no other choice. Full measure when I write, city soul, street plenty nice. Die for, that's damn right, peace out, y'all, good night.
Enlightened with sound substance. Put your beats on, man, we bout to bump this. BM and Dyer Lansky hypnotize the world and have them going crazy like chimpanzees. Don't matter how many dialect, the same source. The four horsemen, famine, I'm the black horse. What new age, Deepak Chopra, to Oprah. This is a movie script, bring on Francis Ford Coppola. Do away with the nonsense, algebra. I'm trying to figure it in my head. Science, astrology, master of confusion, bothers me. Had I known you was gonna worship it, my apologies. Represent for the big boss. Now put the drugs down, let me see you jump. Crisscross, I represent the three letters. So stop chasing waterfalls.
Breaking Bad, y'all.
You and I will not make garbage. You and I. You know the business. You know the business.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to.
Who is it you think you see?
I am in charge of the cooking.
I'm thinking maybe you and I could partner up.
Yes, we break it bad.
on every level. Adjust my treble, microphone rebel. Yes, I'm special, essential to these simple thoughts. I close my eyes and picture dollars every time that I talk. So separate me from these other rappers. Really just amigos actors. Catch them on the battlefront, they Facebook is an Instagram. You're socially accepted through the net. I'm atomically gifted. You fools is late like no dinner's left. A simple threat, so don't get it twisted. I'm a man of my words, like I gave birth to this whole damn sentence. Tremendous, momentous, Walter White when the pen spits. Relentless for this money, that's how my kin flips. So get it poppin', homie, I get mine. Much respect due to this game, and that's true pride. One half of the R.I., die for a D.I. Catch this on the upside, Breaking Bad, that's no lie.
You and I will not make garbage. You and I. You know the business. You know the business.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to. Who is it you think you see? I am in charge of the cooking.
I'm thinking maybe you and I could partner up, partner up, partner up.
I am not in danger. I am the danger. I am the one who knocks.
Jaffa Radio on the motherfucking house, you know what I'm saying? We definitely rocking out on this Thanksgiving holiday. You know, I just always say happy holidays because I never know motherfuckers celebrate what, and it's not my problem to figure out what the fuck you celebrate. So, either way, that was a couple Don Lansky tracks, you know what I mean? That was first off that Full Measure, you know what I mean, off the Breaking Bad, and then that was the single Breaking Bad featuring Binky Mac, Westside Connect Gang in the motherfucking house, you know what I mean? We doing it real big. So, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, hip-hop, and we always talk about what hip-hop is, and, oh, man, there's nothing in the skinny jeans and this and that. But at the same time, y'all, I guess, I don't know, there's that balance, though, right? I mean, look, I had EPMD on the show. Actually, I had EMD from EPMD, Paris Smith.
Right.
And he was like, at the same time, he was like, the balance. You know what I mean? The balance of you know, to with good music. Don't you always need that shit that, you know, motherfuckers, that separates you from the crowd?
And that's true. And that is true. And that is very true.
Yeah, that's true, man. But at the same time, man, it feels like it's overpowering everything, even the good stuff.
Okay. Go ahead.
Just a little bit.
No, what I was going to say is, look, it is overpowering, but I think that's, again, Die For Radio. This is what I'm here for. And I've had nothing but OGs on the show. And I'm not saying that to brag, like, oh, I got these dudes on my show. But, no, I do have a younger crowd that listens to my show. You know what I mean?
Right.
To where they hear these dudes. I think I said this before, but they hear these dudes like PMD and Brother J and, like, Yuck Mouth, even though Yuck Mouth makes very you know what I'm saying, like very up-to-date music. He's still been around for 20-something years.
Yeah, and yeah, niggas don't know that.
And the thing is that then they go do a little bit of research, and they be like, yo, these motherfuckers used to record this shit on tape, on ADAC.
Yeah, yo.
They didn't have digital disc, and they hear all this motherfucking music. You know what I'm saying? They were like, that shit sounds amazing. Like, even in my headphones, mm-hmm. it's MP3, that shit sounds amazing. And they do mm-hmm. a little research, and then maybe steps their game up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Hey, I got to go real quick. I got to go just real quick because I got another VIP line in the house. Die For Radio,
okay.
What's happening with you?
Who that is?
So Focus, you rocking with us?
Oh, you already know what it is. Ball sizzle, my nizzle, what's happening?
Oh, man. I had to throw a little impromptu show on, man. It was Thursday. I was having withdrawals, a bump of music and shit. You know what I mean? So I had to go ahead and jump up on the air. This is my man, Boss Hog, Soul Focus Radio, staying focused. Hey, happy holidays, my dude.
Hey, same to you. I hit the board, and I'm like, oh, my man ain't even taking holidays off. So, you know, I'm trying to focus with you real quick.
Yeah, you already know, man. I'm just sitting here with the homies, man. Like and like I said, it was kind of impromptu because the phone lines have been blowing up. We got live listeners, and so, you know, Die For Radio coming at you. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
It don't stop.
Some niggas put their 3D glasses on, nigga, because the niggas coming straight at them. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
If I saw, that's my good homie right there, Omar. He stay in Colorado. You know what I mean? He's a huge part of my Colorado following. You know what I'm saying? He yeah. and he definitely he's my special yeah. co-host, my throw-in co-host for the night.
We you know, we out here and shoot the shit out of you, Colorado, a.k.a. the Wild Wild West, a.k.a. Snow Cold, dealing with it out here, you know what I mean? Trying to keep warm in this crazy motherfucking weather out here.
Hey, that's
you
what's
know
up.
It.
Y'all got that medical marijuana out there in Colorado, so, you
nigga,
know.
Nigga, weed is the thing out here. That's what we're mini California,
hey.
Shit.
Hey, no. That's the thing, Boss Hogg. It ain't even medical in Colorado no more.
Nah.
You just have to have an ID, and you don't need it. It's completely legal. You just have to have
yep.
an ID, and that's it.
Oh, shit, they doing the damn thing out here.
I'm telling you,
man, killing the game.
Yeah,
well, I appreciate you.
Out here now.
Appreciate you rocking with me, Boss Hogg. I'm going to definitely throw in that big boy swag because I told you that's my shit, man. I can't stop bumping that motherfucking shit.
No doubt, man. Make sure everybody tune in. We got Frank Navy on Soul Focus Radio tomorrow with me and Cole Cash, so make sure y'all tuned in for that.
Yeah, definitely. And all of my new people listening right now, Soul Focus Radio, we part of this whole coalition of radio stations that are literally taking over the airways without XM and without Sirius, and we're serious about that, no pun intended, you know what I mean? And we definitely taking over. Like he said, Frank Nitty in the house tomorrow with them,
oh,
you know
shit.
What I'm saying? And check this out too, Soul Focus Radio. You know, go to soulfocusradio.biz. You can see everything they're doing. You know what I'm saying? And they rock 7 days a week. 7 days a week,
oh,
they got
shit.
Something for that ass. And it's the same situation as we got here. One big ass coalition, one big ass family. So, Boss Hogg, I appreciate you, my dude. Salute.
Oh no, yeah, man, I'm rocking out with you for the next 54 minutes.
yeah, no, we got some good music and definitely doing our thing, so we appreciate you, bro.
All day.
That's what's up,
man.
You see, Omar,
yeah.
you see what the fuck I be talking about, my dude?
Man, bullshit ain't nothing, Joe. Shit, niggas out here doing shit, nigga.
Yeah,
I would have been right there. I promise I would have been right there next to you. My ass would have never knuckled the fuck up and gotten this bogus ass shit I got in. But I'm on the way, though. It's nothing. I'm on the way.
Absolutely, you're on the way. Absolutely. You know, just because my dude, I gotta play this Boss Hogg, man, because this shit just be sticking in my head. This is my man Boss Hogg, Soul Focus Radio in the house. Big boy swag, let's do this.
Suspects in the house. Look out. Pause. I got that big boy swag, but not like these fags. Be rocking skinny jeans, look like they take it in the ass. My chick's hotter than yours because I got the gift of gas. These niggas in the street, but I'm officially the rap. I got that big boy swag, but not like these fags. Rockin' skinny jeans look like they take it in the ass. My chick's hotter than yours because I got the gift of gas. These niggas in the street, but I'm officially the rap. I got that big boy swag. Tested by the best, can't be contested that I'm certified. Got a bunch of bunny hopping killers I could call to ride. But on the average day, I'm getting money while I'm getting high. Out in the lab with cash, dropping these rides, about to get a sign. Rockin' baggy jeans and dicky tickets wanna give me hickeys because they know that I'm the boss of S-U-S-T-E-C-T-Z. Now that I'm so focused, it's a joke that think that you can stop me. Swag so certified, might get me funded by Illuminati. Take me in the basement, light a blunt, and watch me take my oath. And now I'm on the shore, the caddy folks sitting on hundreds, folks. Carrots on my neck, cause I'm a rabbit riding up the coast. And baby, that I would smell like some roses if she rocking coach. Pedicure feet, go on ways like a main street. One stop shop, got what you need like a squat. Me. Hating ass niggas wanna know why she chose me. It's cause I ain't you, I'm a true double O. Boy swag, but not like these fags. Be rockin' skinny jeans, look like they take it in the ass. My chick's hotter than yours because I got the gift of gas. These niggas in the street, but I'm officially the rap. I got that big boy swag, but not like these fags. Be rockin' skinny jeans, look like they take it in the ass. My chick's hotter than yours because
yellow shirt when he was rapping off of Wayne D. And Barker Bar, that nigga couldn't even fuck with Andy. This nigga sweet as candy and softer than a cotton ball. I saw that nigga knock you out, just took one punch to make you fall. He call himself a base guy, he say he looks like Jesus Christ, a sacrificial lamb. So I'ma kill you with this fucking mic. I see you got a fan base and throw my lease on your pay. That's you the fuck they bitch, but keep it real and tell them you're gay. Come in at you with child's play, I do it for the fun of it. Don't want nobody thinking every other Cali nigga bitch. I'm from the land of hitting switches, chronic bluffing niggas crippin'. Wasn't built by cats who think it's cool to call themselves a bitch. Don't give a fuck if you a millionaire or got a 100 stacks. You still a fucking pussy, I'm just playing with the kitty cat. And why would I be hating on a nigga who a fucking fan? When I'm a OG from the rap who blessed to have that big boy swag. But not like he's fat. Be rockin' skinny jeans, look like they take it in the ass. My chick tighter than yours because I got the gift of gas. These niggas in the street, but I'm officially the rap. I got that big boy swag, but not like these fags. Be rockin' skinny jeans, look like they take it in the ass. My chick tighter than yours because I got the gift of gas. These niggas in the street, but I'm officially the rap. I got that big boy swag.
Laughing at you bitches, I be laughing at you bitches. So you got a nice ass, does it make you the shit? Does that make you feel like you're a hell of a bitch? Because you don't have a job and you don't have a car, but you do get likes in the gang of followers. So you're popular, but you're really a bop. And it's hoes like you that have got to be stopped. Since when do we treat fours like tens? If they, if you like them bad, then follow my friend. Follow now, and you can get the quick shout out. Put some clothes on, bitch, and put this dick in your mouth. I'm so sick of IG hoes and twit pics. You be like, look, bitch, go and get your screen fixed. Quit posting pics of your ass and tits. Teach your baby how to read, cook his ass some grits. What I ought to do is email your daddy's flick and watch him kick you in your ass so I can love you, bitch.
Laughing at you bitches, I be laughing at you bitches.
How you say you selling dope, but you broke as a joke? Trying to buy a jet ski, but all your boys got boats. Got blunt, got bags, but you don't have smoke. Pot and water and Arm and Hammer, but you don't have coke. How can you make it rain, nigga, if you got no one? Talk a lot of killer shit, but you have no gun. Say you're the life of the party, but you ain't that fun. You say I'm talking to the dude, but you ain't that one. You let that boy call you daddy when that's not your son. You ass backwards like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get your life right, nigga, I'm here to set shit straight. How the fuck you niggas eating and ain't got no plate? You're a liar, nigga, a procrastinator. Say you got love for me, but I know you a hater. You know the hook is coming when my oxen switches. And now it's about time I started laughing at you bitches.
Laughing at you bitches, laughing at you bitches. I be laughing at you bitches. Laughing at you bitches, laughing at you bitches. I be laughing at you bitches. Laughing at you bitches, laughing at you bitches. I be laughing at you bitches. Laughing at you bitches.
See, the game has changed, and it's not the same. Everybody seems to be out for fortune and fame. Please turn your blinker off, nigga, stay in your lane. Cause even though we dress alike, we are not the same. See the Gucci belt and the Prada glasses. The silicone tips and those injected asses may change your appearance and even give you some swag. But talent is something that you've never had. So quit watching shows like Love and Hip Hop. Cause a fan you are, but a star you're not. Don't get it twisted. Even if they give you a shot, it should be for the flu because you're not that hot. Don't get bent out of shape, frustrated or mad. Everybody wants to shine for that. I give you a pass. You want that lifestyle that takes you from rags to riches. But while you wait on that, I'll be laughing at you bitches.
Laughing at you bitches, I'll be laughing at you bitches. Laughing at you bitches, laughing at you bitches, I'll be laughing at you bitches. Laughing at you bitches, laughing at you bitches, I'll be laughing at you bitches. Laughing at you bitches, laughing at you bitches, I'll be laughing at you bitches. Laughing at you bitches, laughing at you bitches.
I be laughing at you bitches. Ha 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 ha. Laughing at you bitches. Laughing at you bitches. I be laughing at you bitches. Ha 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 ha. Laughing at you bitches. Laughing at you bitches. I be laughing at you bitches.
Doppel Radio in the house. We first heard that Boss Hogg with that Big Boy swag, you know what I mean? Like,
yes,
crazy. That shit, that's my shit. And then after that was that Richie Rich, you know what I mean? That's a new Richie Rich song, you know what I mean? I'm one of the only motherfuckers that actually has that song besides EA Ski, who produced it, and their managers and shit like that. So I, you know, I'm very, very to have that song. Hey, Jacob Popper, well, what you know, it's nice to hear some new West Coast music, especially from a pioneer like Richie Rich, ain't I right?
Yeah, you gotta have a Richie Rich out there in this game, you know, especially EA Ski, man, he's been around for a cool minute.
Yep, and for the people listening, don't forget, you know what I'm saying, you know, Die 4 Radio runs Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know what I'm saying? It just happens to be a holiday. That's why the impromptu show, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're definitely doing it. You know, next Tuesday is Tash and Black Silver and CL Smooth. Obviously, CL Smooth, if y'all don't know him, being from the East Coast, him and Pete Rock had the, you know, crazy song back in the day, I Reminisce of You. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And definitely... as definitely a hip-hop classic. And I get, you know, him and Pete Rock actually went through a little bit of something-something, and I guess now 20 years later, they all back together, man, and doing their thing, and they possibly are going to drop a new album, but they're definitely going to do some shows. So for a hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, standpoint, that's huge right there, because Pete Rock is one of my favorite producers as well. You know what I mean? So big shout-out to Todd Davis, you know what I'm saying, definitely rocking with us. Big shout-out to all the area codes rocking with us. We got 941s. We got 626s. We got 951s. We got 760s.
You know, Jusa Covina, West Covina. That's what I rep. My great grandfather owns the land that Covina and West Covina sit on. West up.
What?
Yes,
you should be telling California to pay you then, partner.
Yes, sir.
Son, niggas, you all the people in California.
My great grandfather owns the.
Go ahead, Go ahead, finish what you're saying, Jake.
Hey, my great grandfather owned the land that West Covina and Covina sits on. He founded the irrigation company that provides the drinking water for both cities. He's also, if you go downhill and everything. You can see Temple Street. That's my family right there.
Oh yeah, I'm like, that's nice, bitch. You got a Ferrari, you do got a helicopter, bitch. I own a piece of steak. Well, what you wanna do with that? Put that up on the diet. Put your money where your mouth is, nigga. Put your money up. What's up? Let's shake them, nigga. 7-Eleven.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's ball of shit, man. That's what's up though, for real.
So I got to ask you, Omar, since it's been a while since I talked to you, man, and obviously, you know, you've been going through your own things. Right now, though, were you sitting out right now when you, you know, go into your room or you about to make some food or you hop into a car and you're going to, you know, put in your iPod or a CD or whatever, what you listening to right now? What you about to pop in, my dude?
Ooh, that's a good one because, let me see, what do I, you know what, I'm not going to lie, man, a lot of shit has been happening, man, like since I came home. A lot of sneaky shit's been happening. So, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I started my day off with my nigga Rocco. He got a song called Snakes that is it makes me stutter. No, it's because the shit is so true. It's hard, though. What it is three stories he tells. And the first one is about... He tells them, like, a third-person view. But the first story is about... Fuck, what's dude? I forgot what dude's name is, but it's two homies. One of them's out there doing it real big. One of them gets caught, and the feds like, we don't even give a fuck about you, but if you set your man up, you go free. So, sure enough, motherfucker sets his man up, the feds whack his boy. So then the second story is about two homegirls. And how's it go? He goes, Kim and Janet, best friends, and they've been that way for years. But it's about these two bitches. Basically, more at the end of that verse, the bitch ends up fucking her homegirl's friend or her homegirl's dude and shit. And she's like, damn, bitch, I thought we was cool. The bitch goes, oh, well, this is for when you stole my dude back when we was 10 years old type shit. So then he goes on to his next verse, and it's about this nigga who's slanging real tough, and the feds sick a bitch on him, that she's a fed bitch, and basically Rocco's like, the nigga's busting on the bricks in front of her, wooty wooty woo, but he doesn't know she's a fed. It's the song is called Snakes, and it speaks to me because it's the truth, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm going through a lot now. I'm seeing a lot of snaky motherfuckers who I'm thinking they're one thing and they're not, you know what I mean? So I definitely say that's what starts my day off, definitely.
Okay, so Popperwell, what are you bumping when you get into your car right now? Song, not album, what song are you bumping?
Yeah, I say Snakes by Rocco, definitely. That's what it starts out with.
Do you really have to ask me that question, Dar? It's either you or all from the...
Yeah, I already know that. But we're waiting for that All from the Eye, the new one, you know what I'm saying? but I'm saying outside artists, because I was actually going to premise that before, that you can't... you know what I'm saying? You can't say Dire Lansky or West Side Connection.
Oh, you didn't say that, though. So I beat you to it. Anyways.
But, no, you was bumping that new Eminem?
Oh, hell yeah.
I still haven't heard that. You know what? I've heard tracks where I haven't heard the whole CD. You know what? My man came back. He did. He came back. I'm proud of him. I ain't going to lie.
Yep. He brought the Marshall Mathers LPs.
He really did. Motherfuckers like, oh, that's not him. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, really? He's just answering questions that were left from the Marshall Mathers LP. You know what I'm saying? If you motherfuckers were listening to pay attention, that's what he's doing with this CD. A lot of cats going to be, oh, well, I don't understand. Well, I'm like, man, you're not listening. That's why.
There's more to the story. That's why he digs
exactly.
Deep.
Exactly.
Okay, so
this Rap God, I didn't even hear that Rap God till yesterday, and I mean, all I can say is wow. I mean, wow.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you. Okay, so just off subject right here. This is just off subject, but we did that NOE that sounded like, you know what I'm saying, Jay. And I like NOE better than Jay, but that is what it is. I'm going to go into this. There's actually a guest we had a few weeks ago for Sean, you know what I'm saying, out of Fresno, California, and he did a basically Illmatic mix, you know what I'm saying, or remix, should I say, with Represent. So we're going to go into this for Sean. We got some other callers on the line, so I'm going to bump just some music real quick because that's why we're here. Hey, rock out with us. We doing this motherfucking thing. This is the for Sean Represent, Doppel Radio, Chakra Wells. Todd Davis, Soul Focus Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got Florida in the house. We got Colorado in the house. We got motherfucking Washington in the house right now. We got Florida in the house. So let's do this.
Yo, what up, man? Throw that weed up, my nigga. Hey, yo, what the fuck, man? Get the fuck out of my house. Any day could be your last in the bottomless pit. Keeping killers in my projects anonymous. The corners is the hot spot filled with adolescents who don't care. Tattoo tears, they all stare at the out of town. They better get low before we grab the 4 pounders and let it clip go. The streets is filled with undercovers on the ground and above us. The feds on the roof watching with their binoculars trying to lock us. Even come through in helicopters. It's gotten undoubtedly worse since Reaganomics. No bluffing. I once was a wannabe spot runner, was a lot younger. Even had a sergeant and captain. I'm on the run. So don't go looking for Sean. I try to stay in contact with. They already tapped in. Sitting in an unmarked van on the street corner. It's depressing. Our police got us under pressure. Call me Sean, I'm not your average kind of fella. Hennessy sipping marijuana, smoking street dweller. I'm from California, the far, far left. Fuck you, get dressed, you should put on a Kevlar vest. In my Arisu jeans, I switch my hat to the back. No time for friends, while my enemies black. This nigga sound
sounds like a chopper busting over the drum, the school dropout. Never liked this shit from day one, cause life ain't shit but hustling for niggas with bad luck. So I channel my energy on getting my stats up. The strategizer, visualizer who levitated, same kid bomber graffiti in the elevator. I learned the rap game is sorta like the crap game. Keep a clientele, you do well, in fact same. Cats who said catered the label execs, gotta pay me respect, what could you say to the addict? Plaques of platinum, not what I'm about. Before the G-Unit conflict with Murder, Inc. Around the same time, Nas wore the coke white meat. I used to wake up every morning, meet my crew on the turf. Every day was something different, we was putting in work. Nowadays, love the aroma of cash is like the next man. Fuck, it's 10K, need at least 100 grand. The kind of money you can't fit up in a rubber band. If I hit rock bottom, I come up with another scam. I call the crew to get hyped too. My brother V-Lo, De Niro, K-Mac, cook up another batch. Then I'ma chop it, yo night you count the profit. And now what's in your veins, what offends and ever spotted is your brain on drugs. To all dime pieces and thugs, much respect to the projects, I'm ghost one love.
Like that and shit like that. But I'll tell you what, you know, for Sean, again, he was on the show, you know, a few last month, and dude can rap. I mean, dude can rap, and I've already knew that about for Sean, but I kind of like that though, man. You know, we played the little Jay-Z, you know, Reasonable Doubt remix in the net. That's one of my favorite songs, honestly, on the Illmatic, you know, DJ Premier, for sure, reckon that. But man, we rocking out Die For Radio. How you feel about this, Omar, this whole platform? This is your first time here. How you feeling, my dude?
You know what? I'm glad to see you doing it, man. It's crazy. I'm on live radio right now. That's crazy. It's one thing when we're here and we call the radio station here and it's local. That's cool and everything. But I'm like, you know, everybody can hear me right now. Like, there's no, like, everybody can hear me. Somebody can hear me.
And
I know the DJ Postly, you know, I know, it's like I'm like, Dub C is my cousin through my auntie and da-da-da. I know this nigga. I was smoking Vegas with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
what's also dope, too, my dude, is the same link that I put this post on Facebook and shit like that and sent you, as soon as this show was off the air, you click that link, you can hear the replay. So you can show whoever the fuck you want. You show whoever the fuck. Not only that, you can download the MP3 and put that shit on your phone if you needed to.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying something like, off my radio, they're going to be like, not no radio. Like, oh, yeah, dig this, man.
But remember, too, every Tuesday and Thursday, my dude, Tuesday and Thursday, 8:30 to 10:30 Pacific time, you know what I'm saying? And we definitely do it big. Like I said, next week we got Tash Black and Silver and CL Smooth and a special guest as well that I don't want to say now because we're going to make sure they can come through. But, you know, but Die For Radio, man, we got some crazy shit. 2014, we got some crazy shit. Even the month of December, we got some crazy shit. I know we're trying we're trying to set standards. You know what I mean? Like, to literally motherfuckers look at us and be like, yo, that's crazy.
Hold on.
So either way, so Papa Will, what you got new, my dude? You feeling better? Jacob Papa Will, you rocking with us?
What's cracking? What happened?
Can you hear me, my dude?
Yeah, what's up? I didn't hear what you said, actually.
Okay, TP, I was doing something. But yes, go ahead. My bad, y'all. Go ahead.
No. I was just saying, what's new in your neck of the woods, Papa Will?
I'm working on, made some changes on some stuff with some people I was dealing with. Got some more shows lined up for All From The Eye. I just got to close them. I might be able to throw you on some too. So, you could open.
Well, we do got a show in San Diego on January 19th. Correct? Is it 19th?
20 something. I have to check it. It's 20
something. Okay.
29th, I think. Don't quote me.
Yeah, but we're definitely going to be representing that Westside Connect gang down in San Diego. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm working on
another show for December 29th, too, as well as the January, and then I got a March date.
Oh, that's fuzzy. That's my birthday. I like that.
Yep.
Okay.
And then that's when Eminem's going to be in South Africa, baby.
Oh.
Yeah, that's dope.
Oh.
That's dope.
Yep.
That's real dope.
Shout out.
Okay, so I was just going to say, because they're rocking out, my homegirl Cindy, my Riverside homie, that's so dope. She just requested this Dire Lansky Gray Matter, you know what I'm saying? And, again, big shout out to Todd Davis, definitely my dude. If you're listening right now, which I think you is, listen to my the beginning of my second verse, because you definitely going to love it. But big shout out to Cindy Riverside Stand Up. This is Dire Lansky. Gray Matt off the Breaking Bad. Let's do this. Die 4 Radio.
Yeah. Come on. Die 4. Yeah. 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 See, my brain consists of 12 Pentium chips, spinning objects with rhymes like they overbook the Matrix. I'm in my own world and make my own destiny, thinking if I rhyme enough, the maps will see and then I'm free. Cause I'm caught up in this game like everybody else. The fast lane is falling, push the clutch down and shift yourself. Ain't no neutral speed if you're gonna get some real money. You talk about the minute, but your rainy days are gonna be sunny. Ain't life funny, I kill it with this gray matter. Seems to move points, don't call it, I'll explain after. My brain splattered musical chords that were right now, but as usual, dope, see the change, remain master. Yeah, yeah, I see these motherfuckers stuck, they remain plastered. Great mad and neurotic, control of my main jabber. Put that shit on track and watch the same gather. It's that great mad, it don't matter, yo, the rest is chatter. Sensory overload and watch this game shatter. With that great mad and neurotic, control of my main jabber. Put that shit on track and watch the same gather. It's just a new point, y'all, so let me rock it with precision. I was raised in boot camps, new bullies, and some new additions. But now that's missing, so I guess it's left up to me. See, the great matter isn't knowledge and nobody see. I get it, y'all, homie, can't really knock the hustle. Not a Jay-Z fan, but use this on the build of muscle. Used to make it from tussle, said it was natural through the mic. OGs used to say, in the darkness, through the light. So I took life from there and got my mom prepared to be crucified daily, so here I am aware. But never fear success, most time you never know and learn from the test. That's really what kept me on and going. The substance matters, music more than some words and beats. It's a lifestyle and the heart to stay on your feet. So listen up, these tracks will knock you unconscious. That gray matter, the same jabber, that brain is nonsense. Gray matter, neurons, control of my main jabber. Put that shit on track to watch the same gather. It's that gray matter, it don't matter, yo, the rest is chatter. Sensory overload and watch the game shatter. With that gray matter, it don't matter, yo, the rest is chatter. Sensory overload and watch the game shatter. With that gray matter, neurons, control of my main jabber. Put that shit on track and watch the same gather.
Wait is almost over. The album that the whole world's been waiting to drop is on its way. Bloody Boy Entertainment proudly presents the legendary Cocaine, bringing you funk on his brand new album, Set the F Up and Cut the Check, including the banging new single, What I, featuring Busta Rhymes and Lizzy Soprano. Now being played all over the globe on various networks, such as
Dirty Basement Radio, Shut 'Em Down Radio, Soul Focus Radio, and Blacksmith Radio.
And featured on sites like Starforce, HipHop.com, and JustTheVibeMusic.net. Check out his interview on One West and Hype Magazine. Then follow him at Cocaine Official. It's going down January 10th. Enough
what you're talking. Shut the F up and cut the check. Hit iTunes and everywhere else downloads are sold. I represent Sun 'em Down Radio and I go by the name of Sneak Rothstein. Big shout out to the big homie Coke K. Let's go.
Big shout out to Hype Magazine, you know what I'm saying? November right now was their first print edition. Y'all go pick that up. Omar, you got that shit in Colorado, my dude. You go pick it up. You know what I'm saying? Definitely go scoop it. Popperwell, you out there in Arizona, it's out there too. You know what I'm saying? Pick up that Hype Magazine. It's about to kill it. You know what I mean? And this is the first – they've been killing the game for 12 years, 11 years now or something. You know what I mean? And now they got the print issue, so they're definitely gonna kill the game. Big shout out to Just J, Jamila. You know what I mean. Big shout out to Homie Cocaine. Definitely dropping his album January 10th. Shut the fuck up and cut the check. You know what I mean. And it's going down. Die for radio.
That's what I'm talking about. Shut the fuck up and cut the check.
Yep. I mean, and Cocaine, man, that's an OG. As a matter of fact, I had on Tuesday night.
That's my boy
last
right
guest
there,
on the last guest on my show on Tuesday night was Big Hutch, Cold 187. You know what I mean? That's Cocaine's
above
cousin,
the law,
Above the Law. That's where G-Funk started, my peoples. You know what I mean? And also, too, he kind of, on Tuesday night, he told me that him and Cocaine are getting together, and it's the first time he said it, so exclusive Dot4 Radio information, he said him and Cocaine are getting together and doing basically a G-Funk anthology, if you will. And plus, they got the autobiography coming out. He also has a album that was basically done in Europe, I guess, or owned by somebody in Europe and this and that. December 19th, he's dropping an Above the Law album that hasn't been released yet. So, you know, lots of stuff. And like he kind of, you know, go back to, blogtalkradio.com/Die4Productions. You can hear all the archives, including this show, after it's finished, and definitely hear what all the artists that I have going on. Like I said, next Tuesday, we got my man Tash from The Licks and Black Silver and CL Smooth, you know what I'm saying, and a special guest, that you know what I'm saying, that we're going to surprise y'all with. So, you know, it goes down in Chinatown. Goes down in Chinatown. Omar, chilling with you, homie, hanging with you, talking to you.
I'm here. I do got to ask. What's up with the man T Nutty, right quick before you go?
T Nutty?
Yeah.
Who's that?
T Nutty?
Oh,
you
on Tech N9ne shit.
Man. Oh yeah. And you know what? I'm a little uninformed about it, my dude. I have to say.
T Nutty.
I fuck with the fact. T Nutty. If you're listening, my nigga, Black All Around, my nigga, I fuck with you on a regular, nigga. Drop something for me.
Yeah. Bruce.
I fuck with Nutty, I do.
No, I know who you're talking about. I just, you know me,
yeah,
man. I'll be in that mid-90s shit sometimes, and sometimes I get in my zone, and it's like, man, there's no other music out there, you know what I'm saying?
I know, that's right.
But no, we still rocking, man. We still got some time, you know what I'm saying? We definitely...
Oh, okay.
We rocking, man. I'm going to, you know, play some shit here. You know what I'm saying? The show go till 10:30. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and punch into overtime or we just going to... It's a motherfucking holiday, y'all. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is
overtime?
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go into some motherfucking lyrical shit, Horseshoe Gang. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Crooked Eye. Big shout out to Slaughterhouse.
Oh,
definitely some dudes wrecking it. You know what I mean? But let's do this. Man, let's do this lyrical shit right here. Die for radio up in the motherfucking house. Todd Davis, I'll see you. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's get this lyrical murdering underway. Put these niggas way under, no delay, underlay. Make these niggas lay under dirt. The undertaker's taking over. No wonder they getting ate by the ape wonder. What you say is sorry like apologies. My poison is bars, got toxicologists analyzing my anthologies. Can't harm me while popping me. It's like I got hereditary sensory autonomic neuropathy. Why box with me? Harder to hit than the lottery. Why bother me? Kill cats like curiosity. We enter the place and niggas shake like naked strippers. They hate these niggas because we making figures like a pottery. Y'all upset me like a nun who's bad. I'm deadly with my 1-2 jab. I can punch through gun-proof glass. Kill shit when I wreck Conrad Murray. I'm responsible for this mic
death. Allow me to put it in perspective. Check it. That was bar exam one. Allow me to quote from the section. Nigga, there's gotta be nobody hotter than me. Gotta drag your heart, boy. So Sean Connery, the 4-5 pop, and give your whole squad the bottom. A snub nose in the air. Chrome shotty gotta be conceited. Bring life of rhymes I'm creating. Bust hard on the track before it stop ovulating. You say you sick, come see me. The rhyme doctor's waiting. My occupation is to off my patient. It's not augmentation when I put something in your chest. And yep, tools fucking you up like a botched operation. I let them slugs go free. My Glock not enslaving. My bullet snicker, pull the trigger from my tool and finger. Niggas hear my Glock's proclamation. Bullet emancipation. Every hot shot's a statement.
Shoot game, they loop for they loop. Quick gunners, you ain't got a shot when they shoot. To the grave, I'ma walk around with the trade dudes. Down with my arms out like I'm trying to be Jesus. I'm gigantic and quite manic and accurate whenever I blame it. That's the reason these niggas panic. Get it right, I'm disgusting around mics. Like Yahtzee, this game's nothing without dice. No matter how many thoughts I leak on sheet tapes, I can never fully drain my massive think tank. Play me the best, I bet I'll ink what he can't. Even he'll have to marvel at the pictures my speech paint. We mobs is rockin' rocks and dope. Now I tick-tock and watches, cockin' rods and fartin'. Poppin' optics, squashin' squash with problems. Y'all can stop these cops, just that.
I'm a spotlight villain. Diamond height, I'm shine feeling. I must be Christ-like, cause your wife, she like kneeling. If looks get killed, I got you in my sniper sight. I'm ice grilling like my ice grills in. Erase you like ancient Mayans, escape from an insane asylum. I'm making any atheist and a Satanist praise a tyrant. I'm scraping the sky with my height, a giant that's named Goliath. When I stomp the continent, break, create an island. In honor of Obama's inauguration, I'm enslaving Republicans, I supplement concentration. Caps, I'm Osama and I'm a racist. I hate the human race, so I'm wasting the population. Hey, I'm a ape and I'm craziest dominatrix and Dama raping his mama to spawn an abomination.
Wait,
give me the safe combination. I'm Tyra Banks' brother Bobby. I rob banks with the face of Ronald Reagan.
Y'all bitches, you call Nickel to Don Bishop, the poet, a mixture of Don Goins and John Grisham. The flow I had you rewinding 4 or 5 times. That landmine rhyme written with porcupine lines. Step up in here with the horseshoe. C.O.B. gang, we them folks who will bend your gun barrel to a horseshoe. Only fuck with monsters, we the truth. Monsters will pop up on you like you said Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I can't even see the I can fit Stevie shoe. I'm sick, I got the Desert Eagle flu, I'm rich. Little nigga, we don't need a set Teflon. The doctor tried to take blood, the needle went. Ask mom, 50% of you niggas is punk bitches. I fuck with real niggas. Real niggas that want weight but don't want fitness. Vision of horseshoe is all I can see. Shit, me and Crooked Eye done let the dogs off the leash.
Today's agenda.
Riding with them sodomy sisters. Pistol on hip, hip to your pistol. The day I bow down to a bitch, it be the day I throw a bottle at Rihanna inside of a strip club.
Today's agenda.
Riding with them sodomy sisters. Pistol on hip, hip to your pistol. The day I bow down to a bitch, it be the day I throw a bottle at Rihanna inside of a strip club. Leave a booth just to leave a two floating around inside of your pickup. What goes around comes around in the form of karma. Nah, that's probably just me riding around your town in a Fisker. Penning a rhyme equivalent to a winning lottery ticker. Fresh off that weight scale. Living in crooked heaven on earth. Giving them straight hell. Kicking the door to them awards. Wondering where are we sitting. Niggas with tight jeans. Looking like where they fitting. Beware they written. It's parallel to an Arab sitting in the terrorist cockpit. Headed for Hell's Kitchen. I talk greasier than Harold's chicken. Don't cross me. I leave scales tipping. I'm coming.
Fresh off that weight scale. Fresh off that weight scale. Fresh off that. Fresh off that. Fresh off that weight scale.
My bitch Kirby is a Persian virgin feature. She here to serve me. She here to disturb the reaper. I keep banks. Speak frank with word to a reaper. I fly as a bird and high as the Burj Khalifa. I ride with kings, I ride with fiends. You fraudulent niggas remind me of a Ponzi scheme. One of y'all niggas probably was cool in school. The rest of y'all niggas was clowns. We should call you the Fonzie team. I'm hate prone. Niggas listen like anxious about a bitch. Like it's a Drake song. Cause my cake long. So stay strong. Cause your bitch giving me cheekbone. Like Grace Jones. Using my dick like a payphone. But she ain't getting the car back. She getting the ball sack. Hitting the jaw just when we parked at. Quick as the car jack. I ain't trying to be funny. I'm trying to be missionary. Lying on top of my money. I'm coming
fresh off that weight scale.
today's agenda.
What the fuck would I stop for? Knowing I need more. Watch store in my sock drawer. And they want an encore when the floor is at my four. King of the jungle, no line, I let the clock roar. And this bulletproof vest is irrelevant. I'm telling them, look at your melon. I'm nailing the shell in it. And the shell is moving right through your melon into your skeleton. Then the felon is belling the same pitch the fella was yelling in. Police sirens respond to heat firing. I'ma keep firing. I'ma flee. I'ma be quiet. I'ma cheat. I'ma be tiring. From Long Beach and I'm east side. East side. I ought to bury you artists like an artifact. Serious as a heart attack. Dodger hat, slaughter tax, Roger that, auto rap, that's me. Can't believe Ice never thought of that. Who the fuck brought it back?
Fresh off that weight scale, fresh off that weight scale, fresh off that, fresh off that, fresh off that weight
scale. Fresh off that weight scale, I get some cannabis at Kumo D. Cause it's hard for me to take L's. I'm trying to make more cake than a bake sale. Tell the Jakes I'ma make bails and escape cause I hate jail. All these rappers saying they spitting hard raps. Before I buy that shit, show me the bar facts. I got a tongue like a shark back. I got a ton of rhymes flying, anything launching off tarmac. This is how real it is. When I ghostwrite for niggas, I'm speaking through them. I'm really just a ventriloquist. A illa lyricist, a hint of ignorance, a pinch of militance. A perfect description of what this nigga is. Pull out a scale and weigh CDs and distribute it to the fans till they need me. I'm a drug dealer, so put out an APB. The same shit that gave these 80 babies ADD. Coming.
Fresh off that weight scale.
Woo!
Killing the game.
That's badass. All day.
Both of those tracks, too. Them motherfuckers are killing it.
That's a dope.
Okay, so what do you think? I'll ask Omar first. I mean, does both? One was Horseshoe Gang, which is a click off of, you know what I'm saying, Crooked Eye from Long Beach, and then the other one was Royce and Crooked Eye, which is obviously Slaughterhouse, but Omar. Let me ask though. Why? Okay, so now Slaughterhouse, because the Joe Budden's, obviously Crooked Eye is a little more commercial. But with Crooked Eye and his homies that he affiliates with and raps with, why isn't he on the map more than like these, like Drake or these motherfuckers? Because motherfuckers talk about Drake. Oh, he got punchlines. He got this, really? Because he don't got punchlines like Crooked Eye do.
No, and he don't. You know, I think that let me see. With Drake and them, like, I don't know. That's a good question. That's what they're, I think it's like that's what they're going after. Crooked Eye is just doing it just to be doing it. Like, this is who he is. This is how he feels. This is what he does.
Well, yeah, he was always a punchline rapper. Even though he's West Coast, he had those metaphors. And, again, it brings up the wake-up show. We was talking earlier about Kanye flipping out on motherfucking Sway. Like, I don't know, motherfucking Kanye, you wasn't even in the motherfucking fly on the, wishing you was a fly on the wall on the wake-up show when the fucking, when it was 92.3 to beat. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck you spaz? I almost got offended for Sway, and Sway handled it right. You know what I'm saying? But Kanye just wilding out, man. Like, but we already talked about that. But at the same time, look, Crooked Eye was on the wake-up show freestyling like a motherfucker, my dude.
Mm-hmm,
like, he was,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a very good battle with him and Chino XL that I think you can find on YouTube. And the one thing I loved about motherfucking Crooked Eye is there was only a couple times that you heard one of his lines on another song.
And
you know
that's
what I'm
true.
Saying?
And it's very
and,
true.
And the thing is, too, is when he was battling somebody, you never really heard that line on another song because he had metaphors like that. That's it. The motherfucker said, I spit impossible rhymes, philosophical lines, my phenomenal shine. I leave every one of your obstacles blind. Run you over in this apocalypse time. I'm half man, half diesel, like Optimus Prime. Like, I mean, that's what's stupid.
It's him all the way. I don't know, like, see, that's the thing, though, is I think even after Drake's career is over, they're still going to be like, well, who is that? Those who know music are going to be like, yeah, we know who Crooked Eye is. You know what I'm saying? We know, we remember Tupac, we remember Biggie, we remember Cassie, we remember Jadakiss. We know who these people are. You know what I mean? Drake is for them kids. Drake is cool. You know, Drake, if you're listening, no offense. Drake's cool, but he's part of the skinny jean generation. He doesn't wear skinny jeans. But, I mean, you're off of Degrassi. You know what I mean? Like, who was it? You know what? DJ Drama, shout out to DJ Drama straight up. Not every rapper is a street nigga. Not every street nigga is a rapper. This is very true. Drake is more for is a new age kind of dude. You know what I mean? On the real, he really is. Drake's a new age type of dude. You're from the grass. You came from a kids TV show. You know what I mean?
Yep. No, so, I understand what people like. I don't like a lot of Trey's music because I'm just kind of like a hip hopper. Like, but I'm never hating on the hustle and somebody making their money and this and that. But you know, some of his lines he have are clever. You know, and this and that. You know, like you know. So, but at the same time, with me, my dude is like, I also know kind of the underneath things with the game, and you know, is someone ghostwriting for him? You know what I mean? Does he have a specific ghostwriter, and then he memorizes it? Because it happens a lot. You know what I'm saying? You look at a lot of these R&B artists, Rihanna, and these, you know, and people that are like crazy. They don't write their own songs,
right? Ooh. Very true. Very true. And that's why I'm like, you know, Crooked Eye is who he is because he is who he is.
Popping this nine to, what does he say? Cocking this nine to pop ya. Permanent disfigurements, heavy rocking half a mask like the Phantom of the Opera.
That's bad right there, dude. That's bad.
That's a cold verse right there.
Those are some bars right there.
Buster's another one of them. You know what I mean? Buster's going to, when they say, when people are like, I don't know about a rap god or even the best rapper, but when they say old school rappers, I say Too Short, I say Easy, I say,
Ice Cube.
Like W. DeVoe and whatnot.
You know what I mean? Ice Cube.
All the West Side Connection. It's crazy because I remember when Wayne used to be who he was, when he used to be. I don't even know how to describe how Wayne used to be. When he used to be, when he was a hot boy, we'll say.
Oh, no, that's cool. I'm a BG fan, not a Lil Wayne fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
what's crazy is I've seen some younger kids a few years back, and they're like, oh, yeah, this new rapper, Lil Wayne. I'm like, new rapper? Wayne's not exactly old school, but I'm like, this new rapper, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, all the dude Lil Wayne did it. I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, the dude.
No,
Wayne,
I liked him as Hot Boys, though. I liked him as Hot Boys, though, man. It was Hey, look, I just got a great, this is Dotful Radio exclusive. We're already in overtime. We're still rocking out, though. Don't worry. We're rocking out right now. Hey, but look,
okay.
I just got a Facebook message from KD from the Lynch Mob. He's down with Dotful Radio, and he's definitely going to be on the show very soon.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to line that up. Big shout-out to KD. You know, I knew you cast it, but can you head dick?
Right.
That's my
shit
right there on West Side Connection. Hey, you already know Papa Will West Side Connect gang in the house. KD just confirmed, so we definitely good.
No, I'll be here. I gotta hear this.
So we going into lyricists. Look, we in an overtime. I'm gonna rock this real quick because I definitely this is one of my favorite lyricists. He definitely fell off. So you know, y'all can argue with me about his new shit or whatever happened on YouTube and the freestyle battle with a white boy and the whole fucking thing, but fuck that shit. This is my shit right here. Dotful Radio, we chillin', man. Happy holidays to you motherfuckers. Enjoy this music.
Yo, Cannabis, man, what's up, man? I caught you on that cut with Wycliffe, man. You were booming, but I caught these foul, slouch-ass niggas, you know me, talking foul about you the other night on the corner of the boulevard, man. I wasn't with that, but I ain't know you well enough to defend you, though, right? But you seem like you got true game. But Beep Game, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. You know what I mean? But they can't hurt us, man. We're going to do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle yourself, man. You don't got nobody out there with you. I got to show you, man. Get up in there. Move that head, man. Come on to me, man. But when you come, man, you gotta come for blood, man. Come up to me, man. Come on, bust that nigga hole, man. The niggas talking that shit about you. Hey, Mike Tyson here speaking with the Cannabis Man over here. Yo, Cannabis, your main objective out here is to do nothing but eat MC for lunch, breakfast. Hey, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. But they can't hurt us, man. We gonna do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves.
You wanna let the world know the truth. You don't want me to shine. You study my rhyme, then you lay your vocals after mine. That's a bitch move, something that a homo rapper would do. So when you say that you platinum, you only dropping clues. I study your background, read the book that you wrote, researched your footnotes about how you used to sniff coke, fronting like a drug-free role model. You disgust me. I know bitches that see you smoke weed recently. You walk around showing off your body cause it sells, plus to avoid the fact that you ain't got scales. Mad at me cause I kick that shit real, niggas fail. Why 99% of your fans wear high heels? From Ice-T to Kumo D to Jay-Z, now you wanna fuck with me? You must be crazy. You drippin' with whack juice and you can't get it off. You better be prepared to finish what you start,
hey, hey,
nigga.
You just hold it right there. We got a legal move for all the fighters to move trust. If I see one more move, you're out of here, fella. You understand? You'll be disqualified. Stop being a bitch. We can't just see a fight.
Yo, cannabis, man, you gotta hit harder than that, man. You don't want no bitch-ass niggas hanging out with me, man. We're warriors, man. When we go into battle, we come out. Don't come out at all.
Yo, you better give me the respect that I deserve. Well, I'ma take it by force, blast you with a 45 Colt, make you somersault, shock you with a couple hundred thousand balls, thunderbolts. Before you wanted a war, now you wanna talk. It's about who strikes the hardest, not who strikes first. That's why I laugh when I hear that whack ass verse. That shit was the worst rhyme I ever heard in my life, cause the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th. God bless his soul, rest in peace, kid. It's because of him, now at least I know what beef is. It's not what I would call this. See, this is something different. A faggot nigga trying to make a living off a dissing. Somebody that he gotta know is better than him, but he feeling himself cause he got more cheddar than him. Well, let me tell you something, you might got more cash than me, but you ain't got the skills to eat a nigga's ass like me. And if you really wanna show off, we could get it on live in front of the cameras on your own sitcom. I let you kick the first, fuck it, I let you kick them all. I'd even wait for the studio audience to applaud. Now watch me rip the tap from your arm, kick you in the groin, stick you for your Vanguard award in front of your mom. Your first, second, and third born, make your wife get on the horn, call Minister Farrakhan, so he can persuade me to squash it. I say, nah, he started it. He forgot what a hardcore artist is. A hardcore artist is a dangerous man, such as myself. Train to run 20 miles in soft sand, on or off land. Programmed to kick hundreds of balls off land from a lost and forgotten land. You done did it, man. You done spit it, some wax did it, and probably thought that because it's been a minute, I forget it. Fuck that, cause like Common and Cube, I see the bitch in you, and I'ma make the world see you too, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, zigzag, zig. Yeah, yeah, you got the RZA right here representing the almighty Wu-Tang Clan. A lot of math on the 1 and 2, Wu-Tang up in the kizzy. Yeah.
Yo, you ever sitting at the table thinking, how the hell do I murder these MCs? Sing them like bees. My attitude's that of Hannibal, not compatible. Why will damage you if I drink in ramen through y'all chose a war? So poor rich, just wanna verse the poor. I rob you first and go to your earth. It's not gonna hurt if you try calling the cops. It's not going to work. All you gotta do is lay in the dirt. We dug a hole in my guns, way more yo than Jabba LaVert. With more blubber than a Reuben stutter, I grease the pan with rhymes and y'all can't believe it's not butter. I told y'all to chill, stretch y'all out like Frank's on the grill with a classic deal. I'm like a farmer when I'm playing the field, just planting my seeds in 2006, it's time to build.
The coast is back. The coast is back. The coast is back.
Yo, I cooked up the beef, seasoned up the meat, fried 'em, dried 'em, took it out the grease. Ghost came to steal the show. Since you loving your broad, I'ma lay back and reveal your. She a brain therapist, dick you can't kiss. Opened up a like, whoa, I smell fish. Yeast infection queen, she loved. Dribble up, shit bang the whole nick. Now how can I salute you, kid? I'm planning to do you, crucial blow, Ruger that who you with. We bump pads while we out in the street. It's all good, my trigger fingers are matted. Hit the back of your feet in your red monkey jeans. It's looking like a scene from Baghdad. That's bad, flag red, deathbed. Job is E and Chris, new meth heads. Reef pitched out, wrist out with the best feds. Knock, you off, knock, you down. Speaking of rap, this is what I'm about. I'm holding that now and down. Y'all cats must be dead. Keep fronting and lose your head.
Coach is back.
You can decide on who's lava. Tony Knight Rider, wisdom stuff, my slava. Slobbing them down, hogging the mound. Pitching them 8-balls, robbing the town. Don't let your gangster get you murked up. Tony done got you worked up. Rappers can't come around, y'all, why rap's dead? Freeze, can come off the bread. Pulverize them, hit them with toast of vaporizer. Ringing the voice bell like Verizon. Eyes looking surprised at the 4-5. Don't go, don't even do what I got, some more vibes.
Die for motherfucking radio.
Sure,
and I definitely
right.
had to, man, I definitely had to hit that ghost face, you know what I'm saying, with the air.
I was like, is that ghost face?
Yeah, man. You know, I gotta do it like that. I say because it's just like, it's nice, crazy, man. It's Thanksgiving. I'm chilling with the homies. Yeah. Like, I'm just having a motherfucking blast, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm for real just having a blast.
I'm telling you.
And so I think you know, Omar, I'm going to have to, you know, have you on some shows, help me co-host, you know what I mean, because I like your personality, I like your swag. At least have a little section of some Omar rants on the show, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And,
that's what I'm good at.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to let the world know how I feel.
Oh, dude, already. That's the way it should be.
I was talking to Ben, and Ben had told me, he was like, they were like, I called in, I was like, Freddie's like, hell yeah, that shit was thought of on the air with him and everything. I was like, what?
Are we going to make it happen? Hey, man, wait till, and now you on the air, but wait till you see what we got planned through December and going into 2014. Like, man, there's some crazy shit about to happen with Dot 4 Radio. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for real.
Yeah, there's about to be some crazy shit. I ain't even going to, you know, even though you're the homie, like, I can't wait till motherfuckers stay tuned because it's about to be on and popping. And I just can't wait because, again, it's that education of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? That definitely the education of hip-hop. So, but look, at the same time, you know, it's a spot for also independent artists to get heard as well, because we do have special guests like that. So as you talk to your peeps in Colorado, man, you let them know that I got a platform, you know what I mean, to make sure the music gets heard. Like, for real. Like, not only Dot 4 Radio right here, man, we got a whole coalition of radio stations all across the country that we rock with, man, and we make shit happen for real. You know what I mean? So definitely let them know. Obviously, if the artist is not willing to invest in themselves to make themselves known, then that's, you know, somebody that doesn't want to do business. So, you know,
yeah,
it is what it is, but very reasonable prices and the whole thing, you know, to get your music heard. And look, you're on a platform right now.
I'll be trying to tell niggas, like, man, look, nigga, I'm like, I got somebody out there, nigga, on the coast, nigga, doing it. Nigga's like, oh, yeah, that's what's up. And everybody wants to be a rapper, and I'm not mad. Everybody should be a rapper or a doctor or a Laker, you know, whatever, but not everybody's a rapper. You know, just because everybody wanted to be a rapper, everybody can't be a rapper. And I'm like, look, man, it's cool. If you got that, then holler at me. But, you know, niggas on some bullshit, they want to get the gang banging and selling dope and being on some bogus-ass shit. So I'm like, you know what, I'm cool.
Yeah, but, you know, like, man, promotion is part of the devotion. And this radio station obviously is a huge thing, we're a promotional thing. But you'd be surprised, dude, man. You work with some motherfuckers. Like I said, there used to be straight killers out here. And the money, if you hustle right, is so dope. You know, big shout-out to, honestly, FMG, Freeway Music Group. You know what I mean? The real Rick Ross, Freeway Rick. You know, my mixtape and my video and everything, that Montrell, you know, the real Rick Ross, that's the homies right there, like, for real. You know what I'm saying? And you're talking money that, you know, like, obviously, he made a lot of money before he went to prison, and that's how this, you know, Fat Rick Ross got his name, you feel me? But you know, I mean, you say drugs is negative, whatever, but, you know, it wasn't a legal thing in the standard times, you know what I'm saying? And he went to jail for it. But look, he turned all that money into something positive. Do you know how much these motherfuckers are moving? Hey, these motherfuckers is moving units right now in California, and it's not illegal. You know what I mean? Like, they doing their thing. In fact, in December, we're going to have a little interview with Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross.
Oh, man,
you know
I'm definitely
what I mean?
There.
On Dot 4 Radio. Yep.
I'm
so,
definitely
there. That's already confirmed. That's already confirmed. You know what I mean?
I talked to him the other day. Real Freeway? Shit.
Hey, I talked to him the other day, actually.
Yeah, I talked to him last night.
I talked to him last night.
Oh, yeah, he's a good dude.
He's real cool.
He's real cool, yeah.
That's what I'm talking
about. He's real cool. And look, and Omar, honestly, to give shout-outs to my Freeway Music Group peeps, because that's my fam right there, man, like Suave and Montrell and Rick, homie. Like, go on the Freeway Music Group, you go to search, and you type in Dire Lansky, my album and my video was on there with Binky Mac. That's fam right there.
Oh, yeah.
I fucks with them.
Yeah.
All day.
So, Yeah, I mean, that's real shit.
I wish I was out there with you. Ooh, I wish I was out there right now.
Oh, man,
shit.
You already know what's popping, man. You already know what's popping.
I wish I was out there.
But it's all work,
I'm going to come
man.
Visit.
It's nothing
else.
Oh, yeah. You already know.
I'm coming out here. I'm definitely coming.
You know
I'm trying to, man.
Since we in overtime right here.
Go ahead, what's up?
But see, my dude, since I was like freestyling, being a Cali dude with Dickies and Adidas and Chucks and shit,
promise
yelling
you
at motherfuckers in Colorado. I'm going to some Darlansky. I'm like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, fuck that. Look, this is devoted, die for radio. Let's do this.
Watch intelligence.
City lyric, my side notes, imagine if the kid got focused, rapping that die for my pen stroke, the test stroke, too many MCs, I bleed differently, my DNA, S and MP, Da Vinci, coded when I wrote it, devoted to get noticed, the potion hypnotic, melodic, my soul coasting, I'm in the zone, I ain't never been, strapped with the same pen, Moses led the Jews from the Pharaohs with, thoroughbred nigga from the giddy up, position underground, when my sound go, it blow my city up, enough said suspect. Getting butter for my bread is the best sex. Flex when I bust text. Written in cerebral, certified lethal. The stage is my steeple. I'm the voice of my people.
Quicker than just an insignificant talk. Robin and Kellen and I'll teach a trademark. Cool and school bill is gangsta off and on. So the mama I'll teach you without second thought.
This life like it's instant death, breathing through a sniper's breast, semi-automatic, falling crisis like a country dead, semi-counterfeit, never too clever, plus I'm nice as ever, come a long way, still headed in the stormy weather, die for contentious, damn right we sick as shit, the game ain't the same since, still a call to mothership, but keeping coming with hits, comatose when it comes to this, rather be dead than represent all that garbage fence, get a ride, you homie, moving majors like it's for sports, headed for greatness, toe to toe because life is short, smoking like a newborn, keep a high, never resort, practice in the game for fame, so fuck it what you thought. Devoted when I'm rapping true, from me to you. I'm from Killer California, so I hit you with the W. Riverside made me, though them days were crazy. Never traded for the world, that's all my kids and my baby. Yo,
quicker than just an insignificant talk. Robin and Kellen and I'll teach a trademark. Pull on school, Bill is gangsta off and on. So the mama I'll teach you without second thought.
That track is banging.
Killing the game.
That's,
you know what I mean?
That track's banging right there.
That's off of Darlansky, J. Sos, Uncontrollable Substance. You know what I mean? Definitely.
You gotta shoot that over
slept
to me.
Hey, actually, what we got to do is re-release that mixtape because I didn't actually release it. I released it to my homies on Facebook, and that was it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I still got close to 1,000 downloads. But
see?
We need to re-release that whole album because it's like, man, that whole shit is fire.
So that whole shit is fire.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to Binky Mac, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Westside Connect Gang in the house. Jacob Popperwell in the house. Omar in the house. You know what I mean? We in the Todd Davis production overtime episode. Todd Davis right now paying for overtime, people. You know what I mean? So big shout out to him. You know?
That's what's up.
But we're going to keep it going. We still rocking out. And look, here's the thing. Everyone can catch the replay. You know what I'm saying? Like everything we're doing right here. Not only that, now that you know the new listeners we have, because I see some new live listeners and the whole thing. You know what I mean? Like, you can listen to the archive, and plus we had some great guests. You know what I'm saying? We had OG Richie Rich. We had PMD from EPMD. We had Brock from Health Skelter. For Sean, you know what I'm saying? We had Yuck Mouth. You know what I mean? We had Brother Jay from X-Clan. We had Cocaine. We had motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, Big Hutch 187, you know, killing the game. We had Miss Toy. We've had Mr. Tan, the Militia. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We've had Binky Mac in the house. We actually got the All from the Eye show coming up, too, because they about to release their album, Theme from the Black Hole, in January. So definitely big ups to them. You know what I mean? But Dot 4 Radio.
We're going to get busy real fast.
Yeah, and we just getting started, my dude. We just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like I said, next Tuesday, Dot 4 Radio, Stash from Alcoholics, Black Silver, CL Smooth, and another special guest. I like to drop shit on people the day of. You know what I mean? Like, fuck y'all. I know y'all was going to listen, but now you definitely going to listen.
Right.
So we doing it like that.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
So, Omar, what's good with you? Omar, I got to ask, not to interrupt you, Jacob, but Omar, what's good with you? What you about to do, not to put you on under the bus or anything right now, homie, but what you going to do to make sure that you can fucking motherfucking keep rocking with me, my homie? You got to get some shit going, or is Denver about to bring your ass down again, man?
I've been behaving. I ain't going to lie. I got a cool one this time, so like I said, I've been telling a lot of my guys, man, I just might make it this time, because my dude now is real cool, man. He don't stress me or none of that shit. This is what he told me. He said, keep doing whatever it is you're doing, and don't talk to me for a month. I was like, yep. He said, and I'm going to tell you that until you're done with this. I was like, as long as you tell me that, we ain't got no problems, man. He's like, cool, enough said. And that was that. So that's all I could say I could do, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, well, I just, you know, because it'd be, sure. You know, you fam to me, you already know, we go super way back, so, I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's, you know, I just want to make sure you're still around to make sure you roll with me, my dude, like,
mm-hmm.
For real.
I go, no, if I don't have to, I ain't going nowhere.
I know, but the game,
not about to let him make me go nowhere, neither.
The game is crazy, my dude, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of the game, I was going to say, thousand pardons, speaking of the game, what's up with the game? Like,
you know,
the game.
Yeah, you know, I ain't talked to him in a little while, man, since I worked on the Doctor's Advocate and shit like that. You know, I really haven't talked to him. I still got to, you know what, I should probably premiere that song that him and I did on the air. But,
what?
Yeah, man, yeah, but you know what I'm saying, it, like, the game... You know, he does his thing out here. I still get, you know, I got respect for his music, but I know he's about to sign with whatchamacallit over there.
Don't say Young Money.
Yeah, Young Money.
No, come the fuck on. You know what, though? I'll say this. The niggas got money. I will say that because... The niggas can't never be Young Money to me. They're going to always be Cash Money, even though
you know
over
what's
half
crazy?
Of them is missing.
You know what's crazy? We had Yuck Mouth on Tuesday. Yuck Mouth was talking about, you know, obviously they had Cash Money. My bad. Cash Money, not Young Money.
Mm-hmm.
He signed up with Cash Money.
Oh, then he's going to find Okay.
Cash Money. Yeah. My bad.
Them motherfuckers do that. They do got all that. They got, because I was looking at, I think it was a Source. Or no, it was a XXL. And them motherfuckers got like 20 people on the squad, 20, 30 motherfuckers on the squad. They kind of out there right now.
So, oh, yeah, for sure. So we had Yuck Mouth on Tuesday on the show, right? And they had, obviously, everybody knows I got 5 on it. Well, they did the remix with Puffy, and he was talking about, he was like, Puffy's a real one, and I was like, that's cool. Like, you know, someone always got something to say about Puffy. And he was like, mm-hmm. Puffy motherfucker write checks. He was like, that's the most money we got paid over a feature than, like, anything we've done. He's like, you do soundtracks and shit, and boom, boom, you know. But he was like, hey, Puffy approached you, he cut checks. Like, and I was like, okay, that, you know. And you already know Puffy's been a good businessman, but, it's kind of crazy to hear from the thing. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. I'm feeling this game track right now. Yes, my game, fuck that.
Shit, rip. Come on, man.
Yeah, like, yeah, yo, since my time of birth. This deed was really just a part of me. I never met my father, but these streets are standing out of me. Anger confused, just looking for bad news. Thank God for these tunes, I'ma take them to the tomb. Death's a part of life, something that I understood. It's why we fight, holding on to something worth. Nothing's just a part of strife. Walking through the night, stone raiders ducking city lights. Keep from the side of cops, mobbing till the tan don't write. True life stories hold my soul into every word. Keeping night nerves, so my passion be in every verb. What do we deserve? Ignorance with bliss and plenty burn. It's tough for me to learn, so I quote it as this table turns. Still legend in my own rhyme, still spinning for my own kind. Underground shine without crime, I've been down that road. It's a table of lost souls, never get used to sound of a mom when the sun goes. Streets is a crossroad, we meet up in this intersection. Staring down the others, barely stand our own reflection. So ask it in the mirror, is your vision clearer? Could you see yourself assess regardless of the sphere that you be wearing? Many can't afford it, cost of life is shorty, then you get extorted. Just expressions of the time, the truth that can become distorted. You ask me about change, homie, I tell you I'm all for it. These days it's like war and it's just hard to enjoy and check it.
I swear tricks on me, don't believe everything you see. We lie under all seeing eyes, just waiting for the stars to align. I remember what my mama told me, don't believe everything you see. All they telling you is a whole bunch of lies, just waiting for the signs in the sky.
I heard a lot of lies, I seen a lot of truth. No longer looking for the proof, I'm just waiting for you to open up your eyes, this shit is going down. Wake up, rise up, because the time is now. They want us deaf, dumb, and stupid, they're all in jail. So here's my message to the people, give them hell. And turn our land into a battlefield, prepare for war. I guess the land of milk and honey ain't so sweet no more. Now people selling out their soul to walk on mail road. The whole nation dumbing down off of episodes. I only list the things worth dying for, but it's not too many things left that I consider dying for. And now I'm on this track with die for. Columinati in this bitch, that shit real niggas die for.
Tricks on me, don't believe everything you see. Rely on the old seeing eyes, just waiting for the stars to align. I remember what my mama told me, don't believe everything you see. All they telling is a whole bunch of lies, just waiting for the signs in the sky.
Die for motherfucking radio. I say that with passion because I die for it, you know what I mean? Definitely get it in. Jacob Popperwell in the house. What's good with you, my dude?
I'm scrolling on Facebook, just seeing what's popping on there. And listening to the radio show and figuring out my next move.
Had you heard that track, that Dire Lancey track before or no?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Like a long time ago, I think. You know, I remember when you first, we just all started coming together, you know what I mean?
Okay, and now it's flowing like fruition.
Yep.
Definitely. Well, you know, it's definitely a holiday. Since I think it's 11:02, I'm probably going to rock out to about 11:30. You know what I mean? Because we'll make it an even number. Just like how you like to, like, you know, you pumping gas and it'd be like,
it's,
you know, $45 to fill it up or whatever, but it comes out to like 44.38, and you're like, man, I got to get this up to at least the 45 to get an even number. I got to balance my, you know, debit account and blah, blah, blah. So we're going to keep it even, man. I'm not going to cut this show off. I really just want to play some music. You know what I mean? What's that?
Yeah. So you're an hour behind me? Oh, this
well,
late
hey,
night
man.
Over here.
I'm an hour behind you. It's 11:03 right now here. You know what I mean? But,
I didn't realize that until now, dude.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm still gonna rock out. You know what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm gonna do? Fucking OG shit. Die for radio. Let's do this.
Yeah. So come on and take it, take it, take it. yourself, cause I'm back for your help. I come real stealth, dropping bombs on your mom. Fuck car alarms. Do a foul crime, mob that nigga with your alpine. Throw the 4-6, so always let tricks know. And friends know, we got that endo. No, I'm not a sucker, sitting in a house of pain. And no, I'm not the butler, I'll cut ya, head cut ya. You say you can't touch this, and I wouldn't touch ya. Punk motherfucker, here to let you know, boy. Oh boy, I make dope. But don't call me dope, boy, this ain't no fucking motion picture. I got your bitcher, my nigga get with ya. And hit ya, taking that yak to the neck. So you better run a
I mean, that's not even really fair, really, to drop on motherfuckers. I mean, like, you know, I was gonna play the whole song, but I'm like, man, like, that's not even really fair to drop on these dudes. Big shout out to Dos Effects. You know, obviously, we, you know, we some Ice Cube fans up in this motherfucker, but big shout out to Dos Effects.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they definitely
they don't get as much push as before.
Mm.
You know? You know, like the track with Ice Cube and you know what I mean? Their album, I bought a copy of their album. You know what I mean? Like I don't think it did too good.
It'd be great to get Ice Cube on the line, wouldn't it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
He's busy.
That's some real shit.
And other stuff.
Yeah. I don't know about it. I mean, you know, sky's the limit, though, my dude. Sky is the limit when it really comes down to it. I got to take a hip hop, though, for it. Yeah, anything. You make anything happen, really, when it comes down to it. I got to take a hip hop real quick. Dot 4 Radio. We bumping some music. We having a good time. It's Thanksgiving. Let's do this.
Evidence you did it with this one, man.
Fire, woman. Gotcha.
We have to take it back. A 1-2, all brand new would be the black zoo. Niggas can't fuck with my bill, how I maneuver through. Licking off at your Subaru, and my bark turns spit bulls to Scooby-Doo. That's how I do, 16 shells right through your Mountain Dew. Into your home and invade it, on some Malcolm Little. Era of Detroit red, in the streets for bread. Pose a threat and get beat in the head. Put your whole team in the spread, pump lead. Out on the rough edge, and use a suspect, enough said. Blood of my blood, sipping out the cups red. For trusting fans, I'm putting niggas up in special ed. Fast with it when I spit the acidic. Just make sure your ass ain't in it when it disintegrates. You know the code, we do it all for the new and all for the crew. But this is what I want you to do. Hands up, I wanna hear everybody get. Watch his body turn stiff soon after shotty spit. Y'all niggas better make some noise, y'all niggas better get. I present this food to you as medicine. My whole team go to extreme, blow the steam. This is codeine for the fiends, but I don't sip lean. For my siblings, I sew up scenes. Bitch mean, get green enough to get you out them sew up jeans. The man with the 4-5th and commando clips. With all that Rambo shit is a philanthropist. Now you roped in, evidence was laid on the beat. And all the followers got caught up in the Asian sea. No doubt. What I cook up is straight up flavory. Major leagues praising me, but they just wanna appraisal me. But you can never 4,080 me. With the power of 80 me, I play the streets, playing for keeps. All day slaying your peeps, and now I got your man saying you weak. I'm doing more than just MCing. I'm exploring regions. The more stress on the brain, yo, the more the reason. The more feeling the pain leads to more thieving. My various blends was even more even. Ran through many legions amongst the prestigious plus heathens. MCs, you still just feeding. Sacrificial stakes to feed us like fajitas. And ladies love to see it, so just watch out for your meters. You know the code, cause it's all for the new. And on the 1-2, this is what I want you to do. A 1-2, hands up, I want.
What the hell is going on here? Hey man, we from the Black Student Union, you capitalistic motherfucker. And we demand that you stop selling dope in this shithouse and stop ripping off the black community.
Oh, I see. You little niggas want a donation.
What it is, birth with a merciless verse, earth surface is cursed, searching for your kids. Pull the trig, hot metal from the barrel of the Bornell, just pops off your wig, locks off the hinge.
top of the stand, I'm the one not to be confused with none of them. It's the actual fact, it's not an act, it's been proven indeed. I blow some weed and motherfucker keep it moving. Doing that lashing, I knowing that it's out of here. What I write, we making rappers fight like Vladimir. My whole layout is way out the stratosphere, and right there that's when LeBron left the Cavaliers. Pure king, man, nothing but the caviar here. I get on the mic and turn into a gladiator. On site, burning your type like the Radiator. Planet Asia, whack nigga, eradicator.
You gotta let these niggas know every so often. They always pick the quickest route to their own coffin. Niggas shut the fuck up with grown folks talking. Niggas shut the fuck up with grown folks talking. I get it big, my reputation is so enormous. Pure acid driven snow, the flow is so gorgeous. Niggas shut the fuck up with grown folks talking. Niggas shut the fuck up with grown folks talking. Yeah, put two up in the air so everyone can smoke. I rock with the double dutch, but I ain't jumping rope. You try to hate it, but you love it though. Kill it with the gutter flow. State of emergency like that is coke. Get him away and run him over. Slowly back it up if you swear you run the show. Will that ever be so? Well, I don't really know, but everyone can hope. All the boys grew up and want apologies from the Pope. Nope, it ain't gonna happen, yo. You know the song, you can't always get what you want like the Rolling Stone. I'm like the drugs in Mick Jagger's body. You know the poem, I used to words as my sword to defeat the Jabberwocky. Can't a rapper stop me? Picture me snitching like police and thieves. Unthinkable like Alicia Keys. Now who police, police? We disturb the peace like Ludacris and Shaka, so they shoot the cops. You gotta let these niggas know every so often. They always pick the quickest route to their own coffin. Niggas shut the fuck up with grown folks talking. Niggas shut the fuck up with grown folks talking. I get it big, my reputation is so enormous. Pure acid driven snow, the flow is so gorgeous. Niggas shut the fuck up with grown folks talking. Niggas shut the fuck up with grown folks talking.
This is Black
Belt. Doffo Radio in the motherfucking house. Just spinning some tunes since Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? We still got people rocking out with us. Man, people are rocking with us. It's crazy. You know what I mean? So, man, appreciate Jacob Popperwell rocking with us. What's good with you, pimping? You have a pretty good holiday?
Yeah. Well, actually, it was kind of... It wasn't a good one, dude. Really.
Oh.
I tried to make the best of it, but, you know, break up and everything, dog. The rap.
Oh, man. But you guys rock out of some good music, Die for Radio, you know what I mean? Definitely doing this damn thing.
Whenever you're on, I'm always listening if I'm not, you know, tuning, you know what I mean? If I'm busy, I usually throw you on when you're on the air if I don't have anything else I got to do, you know what I mean?
Big shout out to my homie Omar, man. Definitely Omar's my dude.
So,
you know, and you know, it's crazy. This is the first time live on the radio doing anything, man. And he kind of has already the personality to be on there, like he was born to be on there. That's my dude right there. Man, you know what? Real quick, I gotta go into this because I played the Ghostface, and it just made me hype for this one. Eric B. Rakim, let's do this.
Sip the juice, I got enough to go around, and the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while on street talk, and then taught to hawk New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. Make money in Manhattan and never been took it. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down, get strong on the island, recruit for lay around. Time to build my juice back up, pop that cup, suckers get smacked up. Don't doubt the clout, you know what I'm about. Knocking niggas off, knocking niggas out. Shaking them up, waking them up, breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. The corner's trifling, cause shorty's here. I get cocked deep, living 40s to beer. Here's a sip with a clue that's the seed. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace. Somebody got a stuff, I just might spare one. And give a brother a fair one. Stay alerted on feed, and I do work with these like Hercules. Out for, switch your bike off, cause I don't like y'all, I'm hype for nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a boot down, face brothers try to bomb me. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness, cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Pacino, kill like De Niro. Black Gambino, die like a hero. Living on shaky grounds, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shells lay around on the battleground, dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain.
out, who cares where it goes? Just keep the casket closed. No remorse when the life is lost. I paid my dues, paid the cost. And my pockets are still back. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth of Mac. Even if my crew is steep, but one deep, I track attention, people like to see. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops. And crazy juice, in control of many. Like I am, solar commanding. Hang out with different weapons, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no one is shot, I'm gonna draw my lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Area of despair, but this here's the fear. Living life too close to the edge, hoping that I know the leg.
Grab the 40, rip off the skirt, guzzle it. Grab the mic and come out the woodworks. When shit's sick and no time to think, Keith Murray gets busy off a basic instinct. I pop a hell of drink some liquor. Sit down to write a jam and proceed the motherfucking sticker. As God is my witness, with the sickness of a cannibalist cannabis, I float like a cumulus. My perpetual rebel intellectual won't catch a bad experience with a hallucinogenic either. I flow simply with the cannabis and fever. As my speech falls deep as in the scriptures and graphic components like Picasso paying pictures. If my eyes ain't red, it's all in my head. Once said by PhD med, legalizing our advertise, cause not a publicity stunt. I get high like if the man in the moon be bumping blunt. But barely, barely, barely isn't dope but a dream. Step into my chambers and intervene the smoke screen. I captivate it, motivate it, tell it to my desire. Smoke it down to the fire, anything to get a little higher. I've been to college, but to be truthfully frank, weed is knowledge cause it makes me think. I'm big anatomy and him reality like Jack. Rosses read the Bible, have to puff it since familiar. And the season gets me high to fly. I ain't bullshit and you can ask Bill Clinton, he can verify.
Roll a Philly ingot. Roll a Ziggy ingot. Roll a Philly ingot. Roll a Ziggy ingot.
Step into this intersection and take this route. I got a vicious plot, but first take me by the weed spot. I do this for my niggas locked down, running capers. Smoking herbs and the Bible papers. But how does it feel when you got no fire? They can't bust it, nothing but the left hand side. What the fuck, who the fuck wanna fuck with the six-shot shooter? I murder you over Buddha. What I discuss, it bust the rhyme style nuclear to roast some ghosts. Fucking hocus pocus, so kid, pass that bomb, try word bond, so I can toke it with more wins than a python. Different strokes for different folks. He like the chocolate tie, you like to float with the green skunky smoke. Roll up a fat one and pass it around. Lay back, hypnotized to the funky sound.
I've been in this game for years. You made me an animal. Been in this game for years. You made me an animal. I've been in this game for years. You made me an animal. I've been in this game for years. You made me an animal.
Come on, shit,
why?
Yeah. Hey, yo, live from the BX. Home of the TX. Call hard, Gary X. Cherry Vanilla ES. Smoother than a GX, blacks with dark tints. Before you stash the heat, clean up your fingerprints. Yo, this rules to the shit, I wrote me a manual. Gotta stay with your tool, cause niggas wanna
wanna hammer you. Bitches wanna damage you. All over a gram or two. Should've listened to pop, your mom's and your grandma too. Now you in the slammer too. Hands cuffed, better keep your hands up. If some niggas wanna bang with you, this is how it goes. Wanna run with the pros, it's the big boy game. Better carry your thing. Niggas on the streets plotting on your rings and your chain. And sometimes you gotta slow down, stay in your lane. Yo, there's rules to the game you learn throughout life. If you wanna stay alive, supply in that hard life.
This is the game. I'm falling and I can't turn back.
From base powder to that hard rock white, we all hustlers live that hard knock life. Some get knocked and they hearts not right. Cuffed up in the AM and discharged at night. We all know that them knocks ain't nice, but that's the price when your bars ain't tight. The beast within, release within. You get caught up, lose trust. You don't speak to friends, you lose luck. Really fuck, you just seeking sins. You know thugs stay grizzly and love to get busy. The stakes is high, the business long. A few wakes, niggas cry. You live, you gone. Few escape, rules apply. Kids is born and the game won't change. It's the same old thing.
I've been in this game for years.
I said it's clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. I said it's clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. Come on. Hey, yo, my words nowadays, they be hotter than most. But I stay beneath the surface with this knowledge I quote. I look from hope for my family, but it seems they ghost. And not a damn soul around me, so I chose to let go. See, it's clockwork, homie, I've been doing this for years. Hustle of the century, OG got me coughing the tears. Sipping on these beers with my peers like cheers. And not your average clientele, I shit is sharper than spears. And catch a glimpse of what's near, I pose without fear. Fuck everything, a run is not the motto that's here. So I keep the coast and roll from those that think that they boast. And they ain't never had a mix, so I ounces of potion, catching notes of my devotion from the way that it's spoken. Kill a track till it's analog, the needle is broken. Take a step back, artificial rappers I attack with this boom back. Serious is a heart attack, you catch more than riff rap. Tech smash your piss rap, hit him with the shotty, watch his whole crew kick back. But even then, I'll be true cause it's necessary. Squizzle with the vocals to the point that I'm legendary. Dial for the click and it's me like I'm dead already. Chemical imbalance from the booze and the trees is steady. Shit is natural, clockwork dramatical. Hit him with that show shot, point blank. Yeah, it's clockwork. I said it's clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. Come on, I said it's clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. I said it's clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. Come on.
Hey, yo, I'm 24-7, 360 on my grizzly. I was born to get busy on the M.I. Shizzy. Tough titty, said the kitty, but the beat so milky. Be up on my shit till I'm rich and filthy. Fucking 9-to-5, rather die than a lullaby. Victim to a system, trick to being hypnotized. Why I try if it's all sad to be fixed? I was caught up in the mix, but not in this row of bricks. Same shit, different kind of bitch, but the script flip, microphone grip, now we spit it like this. Fuck that, wanna be live, but never work. Tried to take my shine every time I rhyme on the verse. Hit him where it hurts, this verse, the real curse. When my record sell first, I'ma smile with a smirk. Different kind of trance, when my fans go berserk. Over literary work, I'd never rehearse. So observe on how my words fit in between verbs. I got that verbiage, gotta give birth to all you infants. Slow it down just a minute, let me finish what I spit it on my last shit. This here's classic. Boombastic, fantastic, diamond in the dirt, so amazed by my day-to-day clockwork.
Bucktown, USA is the place where I rest. Should I say chill, cause there ain't no rest for me yet? Shit, I can't say chill, cause the property's hot. Got to get it while I'm getting, could be got or get knocked. Cause of those who cock block, or those who get knocked. Philippines like a cook, to them crooked ass cops. To all my G's, don't snooze, cause they cruising blues and whites. Coming to the PJs, looking for fights. Mr. Officer, cool down your temper. been just cool, you're not to come like no murderer. I try to do my thing and you try to take me in. Have me stressed with a bunch of dope fiends in the pen. Then again, that's the place where you see the same face in the street. Everybody got a charge to beat. Once again, facing the magistrate with a screw face. Bounce on the D-A-T-S-T, be the new king. Home where the grass is greener. And all the guards and earth choose to call him Medina. The place where I received my roots. Got put on in this loot and got my first 10 boots. G-S-3-O-O on the side of the road getting harassed by Po-Po. Home on my BTC and everybody that I roll with be family.
Who cares the way your life for a loner like me? Constantly holding courts in the street with police. Like the Sergeant 81st, pretty boy is what they call him. They said he was a gunman, Duke is kinda brawling. Speaks with an accent, got your knees, I would imagine. A hot-headed dread, known for jumping into action. We danced a few times, he got his, I got mine. Called the whole force up, the pat is down for the clown. Said it's all about a quota and his veins bleed blue. Your man Rudy Giuliani fucked it up for you. Ain't gonna be no dice throwing, dead that weed blowing. Domestic violence, automatic 5, he ain't joking. And your first offender, you're getting hit like predicate. Going through the system just for standing on a strip. Gotta keep an open eye when it's time to cop live. For thirsty ass D's and unmarks rotting by.
Home where the grass is greener. And all the guards and earth choose to call him Medina. The place where I received my roots. Got put on to this dude and got my first 10 boots. See me in the G-S-B-O-O on the side of the road getting harassed by Po-Po. Home on my BCC and everybody that I roll with be family.
Home of the original gun clappers and bank safe crackers. Pot pushing hustlers and everyday jackers. With flaws and can cause you if you don't ride with the right crew. A whole big heat and bust off when they confront you. I still do smoke buds with the thugs. About to face the judge, show all my niggas love. I can't knock the hustle, get your cream by all means. Do what you gotta do to live to feed you and your seed.
Buck towns everywhere I see. Representatives living nocturnally. Breaking day on the regular. All night is alright with us as long as we get rid of the rep, we get the better. But never lose your head, just maintain. Only use the cushion pain to ease your brain. No strain when tech is still bang. Ain't shit changed from birth. 60 degrees on to the mother plane. Home where the grass is greener. And all the guards and earth choose to call him Medina. The place where I receive my roots. Got put on to the suit and got my first 10 boots. See me in the G-S-B-O-O on the side of the road getting harassed by Po-Po. Home on my BCC and everybody that I roll with be family.
That shit crazy right there. This is Die 4 Radio. You know what I mean? We definitely banged out some tracks. Definitely Halloween. I said Halloween. Motherfuckers put masks on and shit. I'm sitting here watching Michael Myers right now, like while I'm on the radio and saying Halloween. But it's Thanksgiving, people. You know what I mean? What's cracking?
Hey, send me that track.
Which one?
The one that was just bumping.
Just that last one?
The one before that and that one.
Okay, yeah, the one we did Clockwork with me and Jay Sos.
Yep, that one and the one that was just playing. Send me those.
Yep, for sure. I'm going to actually write that down right now. But give your shout-outs, man. They're going to cut us off in about 2.5 minutes. So go ahead and give your shout-outs and happy Thanksgiving to everybody or happy holidays, you know what I mean?
Shout out to the whole Westside family. Shout out to everybody at Die Force. You know, we doing it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we doing it, man. We doing it for real. But I appreciate you rocking with us, man. And definitely, you know, Die Force Radio is here to stay.
Yep.
Absolutely. So check it, Papa. Oh, hold on. Let me bring him back. What's that, my dude?
I said it. You guys have a wonderful night and everything. I'm out.
Yeah. And that's the way it happens. Westside Connect in the house. Jacob Popperwell in the house. Todd Davis in the house. Motherfucking homies in the house. Colorado to Florida to everywhere we doing. I mean, man, this shit crazy. And, you know, I'm really feeling this Die 4 Radio thing. And like I said, Tuesday, Tash, Black and Silver, CS Smooth. 8:30 Pacific time. Let's do this. It's going to cut it off, but Don Vancey, call me. Yeah, just call me, people, on my own radio station, Dial 4 Radio. Let's do this.
Definitely don't hear about your man or your breakup. You live.